Hello. 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 Well, I'm here at the Richmond, Virginia, at the Funny Bone. I'm here tonight through Sunday. Hello, Richmond. Where do we start? Okay, today. We might have got a little carried away with, you know, when I'll say something like, you fuck that shit, and we all dance around, or any time where we all dance around. So I told Aristotle, go in there and shorten those a little. Because I know here's the way I feel. Once in a while, you can imagine us and what we're doing, but we might have done it like three times today. Oh, by the way, our guest is Rory Scovel, and Jordan is sitting in with him as his new wife. That's right. So I said, Aristotle, go trim them. So if you're listening to the show and you hear that all happen and it's real short, it's because we edited it. You don't need to hear the whole thing. Once in a while, I don't mind, but we edited it. Same thing when I surprise. Well, you'll hear it whenever that happens. Just. It might not be the best edits because it's hard to do that with a song, or I think it is. All right, I'm rambling. Steve from Liverpool, I got your email today. Very nice. I got sent to my manager's office this gigantic picture that Connor drew of Mr. Rogers, and it was so cool. He had called me, or emailed me, I should say, and asked if there was any type of artwork I needed, and I said, I always liked something with Mr. Rogers. So it's really cool picture of Mr. Rogers, and underneath it says, I don't want to say the quote wrong, but the best gift you can give someone is your honest self. It's so cool. So cool. Thank you, Connor. You're a good man. And he sent along with it a CD, which I will play next week on the show. So there's that. The Jake yelling thing, which makes me laugh so hard. All bits involve yelling make me laugh. Somebody said that might be a little hard on your ears. And then we asked in the show today, like, let us know if it is. Just, if it doesn't, if it's like, oh, it doesn't bother me, then don't say anything. But if it does, just go, yeah, it might be a little loud. We'll talk about that on the show, too. But what I'm saying is on the show, I'm going on too long. You'll understand. It doesn't have to get complicated. If it doesn't bother you, don't say anything. But if it's like, hey, we love the show, but it's a little loud on our ears, just let me know that. And if I get a few emails that say it, we'll know. But we tried to do it further from the mic today. That's how much I like that bit. I'm putting all this work into it. All right. I think I'm all good. Do I sound tired? I am a little. I traveled yesterday. So, enjoy the show. Be nice. And what else? Is there anything else? Maybe there isn't. I think that might be it. All right. I know. I feel like my opening was a little all over the place, but when isn't it, right? It's going to be the weather here is perfect in Richmond. I'm happy. It's not too hot. It's going to be a fun weekend. And goodbye. Goodbye. You're great.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Rory,
don't fucking get me started. Mm-hmm.
Don't even start.
I'm going to get a nice sip of
what would the podcast sound like if we never started? We just didn't start it at all.
Last week's. No, that didn't make any sense. No, last week was... Okay, let's... where do we start? I guess we're started. All right, let me... Hello? Across from us is Rory. Don't you be looking at anything. And Jordan, they got married how many days ago? 8 days ago. Look at them sitting there.
Yep.
Make it feel like a wedding in here. Come on. We rehearsed this all day.
Ready? Rory and Jordan. Rory and Jordan.
That is so nice.
Rory and Jordan.
Soak it in. Let's be quiet and let, because you know what? As cheesy as this song may be and overused, it's still beautiful. Let's soak it in. Married. You know what's good about your marriage? You could have dated your whole life and never got married, but now you're married, and it's still like you're dating.
Well, we're separated.
I couldn't have been more wrong.
With that music in the background.
We're separated.
Oh, we've had a rough week.
Play it again. So. How's everything going?
Well, we had
so
a little
can I say something about the two of you?
Yeah.
Such a beautiful couple. And it's so good to see you guys. I know. I just get a sense. You guys are happy and your marriage is going to last a long time.
We had a good run. We're getting it annulled next week.
Oh.
So, yeah, we haven't hit it off the way we thought we would.
Right.
The ring sizes weren't right.
That's why.
That's the only thing that pissed us off.
Okay, Domino's, the app, it's not that easy. I still say ordering pizza is difficult. I know it's hard if you're out there and you're like, what is he talking about? That Domino's app's great. Yeah, unless the Domino's close. I want it to be where I put in, I need a Domino's pizza, and it goes, Domino's is closed. I don't know if it's closed or it's open. Anyway, I shouldn't even have brought that up. Hey, you know, I know a lot of comics listen to this show. And I want you to let you know. I know maybe this is my paranoia, but you know I have a lot of rules on comedy. There should be no rules in comedy. Shouldn't say rules. I have a lot of theories.
Mm-hmm.
And I always picture there's two comedians going, "Hey, I like Todd Glass, but you know I think he's over the top." But
More than two.
Trust me.
Two every show.
That was a.
This song, though, just kind of makes it seem like your marriage is doomed, like in a yes, Dracula kind of way. Like you just married Dracula.
Do you take, can I have some reverb? Do you take Dracula to be your partner?
It's terrifying.
Do you take Dracula to be your lawfully wedded partner, huh? That's right. I'll suck the life out of you. Come over here.
Yeah.
You don't have to play it with that whatever instrument that. Oh, that's an organ.
Yeah, that's an organ.
Fuck organs. Yeah. They should have gotten rid of all of them when pianos came along.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're my dumb friend. Thank you. You've been thinking it all along. Okay.
I didn't know how to voice it.
Let me go slow, and then I got to rip through this quickly. Will, my friend Will is here. He's been on the podcast before if you go listen to some old shows. Rory and Jordan are here. Young Aristotle is here. No, it's young Jake. We only call him Young Jake because when he first came here, my friend Lynn said, it doesn't matter. Who gives a shit? Aristotle and my friend Mike is over there who's having a blast. Anyway. Okay. Listen. Okay, so that's good. So I was saying about the comics. Trust me. At the end of the day, you'll be able to look back to all those people and you'll be like, Todd was right. If you trust me and you follow some of the things that I think are good guidelines for what makes a good comedian, in 5 years you'll be able to go, remember blah, 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 said he was wrong. You look like a fucking idiot if you're doing that now. Trust me. And I hope I'm bringing you some calm if you're listening to this. All right. Eric Olson. Remember Eric? Eric Olson. I just wanted to give a shout out. He's going through some tough times. He got caught fucking his dog.
No.
Yes.
No.
Embarrassing.
Well, when you put that stuff online.
So excited. You know what I realized? I'm going to go to Philadelphia. I'm working Helium Thanksgiving week. And I'm going to get
bragging.
This,
I'm not even booked for Thanksgiving. Do you have an opener?
No, I don't.
I'm going to get to see my friend Sean and his lovely girlfriend, Allie, and they live in Fishtown. And you know what I decided to do? We only count down to Christmas. Count down to other stuff. I'm counting down to Fishtown. I'm getting into Philadelphia 4 days early,
yeah,
before my shows.
Yeah.
And I'm going to just consider it a vacation. Go from the hotel, sleep, you know, a little longer than I normally do, go out in Fishtown every night. So if you live in Fishtown and you're a fan, you're going to fucking see me with my friend Sean and Allie. You excited, yeah, Sean? I mentioned it. Your mother. I by the way, I realize that's my go-to word. If everyone said, what's your favorite like curse word? Motherfucker.
It's a great one.
Yeah.
It's a great word.
Is it even a bad thing? Why? How did that get started? Do you have any idea if you had to guess?
No.
All right. Who cares? So there's that.
Dominoes.
Somebody said, we're almost there, that he's been doing this bit where it's like where he gets so mad at himself that it doesn't let me get mad at him. Because, you know, it's sort of morphed out of a bit we used to do with Chris Burden, but it took a definitely, to me, a very interesting twist the way Jake's shrill that he can let out of his mouth to me is so great. And it's so manipulative, the character. It's so manipulative that I don't want to stop doing it. But somebody said, and a constructive way, Todd, it might sound different there at the podcast studio, but in the headsets, it's shrilling. So I'm going to try him to move a little further away, and we're going to do a test run.
Yeah.
Now, email me. Just go, you know, shrilling, or just put the bit with Jake. Absolutely okay, or the old way was okay. Don't make it really short so I can, you know, go through a lot of them. Maybe you're like it, but the new way's better, or like it, but the old way's okay. That's it. Love it, but the new way's better.
You have to re-listen to this.
Please, let me start all over again. You're right. Okay. Love it.
One.
I'm not letting people decide whether we're gonna fucking do it.
Yeah.
But it's gonna be whether I don't mind constructive criticism. There might be people that go, hey, we like the show, but in the headsets, it's a little loud.
Yeah.
So love it.
One is love it.
Love it. That means just it's fine. It doesn't hurt our ears. Or love it, but it is better further away from the mic.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Love it, but further away from the mic, or just love it means the old way was fine. Okay. So let's do it again. You've never seen it, so get ready to move like a little further away. Okay. Hey, do you have that Tom Jones thing?
Yeah, I got the Tom Jones right here. Let me just get it out.
Okay.
Oh, fuck God. No! No! No, are you kidding? God damn it!
No, no, it's okay. It's okay. No, it's okay. It's okay. All right, it's okay. Oh. All right, come here. It's okay. Don't worry about it. Everybody makes mistakes. So how are you going to yell at that guy? Now, by the way,
it's that pissed at himself over nothing.
And he's full of shit, too. He's purely full of shit. By the way, we almost started yelling closer to the mic, so I don't want everyone to think, you know, the first 3 seconds? That'll never happen again. So the new way would be the way it was when it got all the way to the wall.
Yeah.
So just ignore the first 3 seconds right there.
I also email, and the fifth option is just be like, I had to go back and listen to all the options. Let us know if Todd fixed the options.
Oh no, it's gonna give it. Well, let me say it again then. Oh Rory, let me say it again. Loved it. That means yeah, we loved it. The old way's fine. Loved it, but the new way's better. Don't include I wanted him to wait till he was like a little further away from the mic. But once he was over near the brick wall, I think that was
Can
okay.
I fix this?
Sure.
Okay. One, you loved it.
Oh, he could.
Two, you loved it, but you didn't love the first 3 seconds.
No,
three,
don't worry.
You get that the first 3 seconds wasn't what it's supposed to be, but you still love it. Four, you hate it. You've always hated it. Five, you don't even listen to the podcast. Email if you don't listen to the podcast and let us know if we can send you a single of this bit. To see if that gets you into the podcast.
I want to laugh, but I also am getting... because now people... You know, people get confused.
People are stupid.
It's the name of my new show. People. Welcome to People Are Stupid. Okay, so listen. I think we're almost done. There's some of this stuff I can do in the show, like in the opening at my house. So I think we're all good. And then here's the way we're going to do it. And then we're going to introduce you because I want to do this before we even introduce Fishtown. 54 days till Fishtown.
That's going to be amazing.
Oh, it's going to be
fun. What are you going to do the first day?
Go out to an Italian restaurant.
Yeah.
And just get high. And just go eat delicious food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then go to Pat's Cheesesteaks for dessert.
Pat's, right?
Yes.
Pat's, yeah.
Pat's Cheesecake.
Cheesecake.
Well, I really, it's a cheesesteak, but I may pretend I don't hear. I go, can I get a cheesecake? And then they give me a cheesesteak. And they go, Todd, that's cheesecake. I go, no, it's cheesecake. So I want to go around the room, and then we're going to play the intro, and then we're gonna have some
fun.
Then we're done.
Quickest podcast.
I did it last week. Now, Rory, to George Carlin, yeah. I want you to try to answer this honestly.
Okay.
One nice thing. When I live with this family in Orange County, when I first moved out here, we used to have to go around the table. I was 24 at the time, but I did it. One nice thing that happened to you today. And it doesn't have to be monumental. It could be this littlest thing. Last week, I'll give you an example. Aristotle said there was a woman when he was checking out that was referencing the customer for was a little crazy. And he goes, oh, talk about crazy. I used to work at the blah, blah, blah. And then he bonded with her. Maybe he thought, made her feel like that customer was crazy, but he had a moment.
It could They're be dating. That, you guys
could,
are dating.
It
yeah.
could be
That's how you hit on girls.
You don't even listen to this. Yeah, he's fucking her. Sure, I get it. You act like you relate. Oh, yeah. That last customer was crazy.
That's not a good deed.
Pull your pants down.
Yeah.
That always works. Oh, you have beautiful eyes. Pull your pants down.
Yeah.
What I was appreciative for was I got in here to the studio last week. Young Jake had some almonds in front of my microphone and a vegan cookie. So I was like, he knew that Aristotle likes vegan cookies.
Mm-hmm.
So who would like to start a Will without touching or moving the microphone? If you could turn this microphone on, would you like to start? Will, or are you?
I'm starting with.
With something nice that happened to you today, and it can't be a joke. Oh, my God. Do you want a little time to think about it?
I took a nice nap today, but it was a pretty uneventful day.
That's okay. You appreciate it.
I never get to take naps.
But by the way, when we used to do this thing at the Jones's house, I used to always do the same thing. I would say it, and then I learned. You go, no, it's you just appreciate. You take a nap. Who appreciates it? You saying, I took a nap, and I really appreciated it. Just something nice you did, and that's good. Now turn your mic towards young Jake. Jake, do you have something?
Sure do.
And it's not a joke?
No.
Okay. Well, what if it is?
I make a fun thing mean. Yeah. It's not a joke. There will be no jokes. We're going to go around the table and appreciate things.
Now press.
Rory!
Press 1 if you enjoyed Todd's distance from the microphone during this bit. Press 2 if you didn't like it but hated the first 3 seconds.
Jake?
Yeah. 2 years ago, my dad, he went to jail. And a week ago, he got out. And today was the very first day that I got to call him, which was something that was cool. Because he's like, he can't accept calls.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. That gave me a little bit of goosebumps.
Yeah.
Because I know the backstory, and I also, can I talk about something a little bit?
Okay.
That his dad, when he went into prison, and by the way, he didn't do anything that you would, I think that does matter a little bit. It's not like he killed anybody, you know. That he was heavy, and he lost how much weight while he was in prison?
125 pounds.
So he's now, you know, in better shape, and he's out, and that's like, that's a great one. I thought about that. Daniel Kino called me and he said, hey, today Jake's dad gets... Does your dad mind we're talking about it?
Yeah, I'm telling everybody.
Nah, hoodlum. Your dad's a hoodlum.
That's tough to follow. There should be sort of a wink you do when you're like, hey, mine's going to involve my dad getting out of prison.
No, guess what? I know what you mean. But the nap thing, that happened to be today. He had last week, you know what his was? I don't know. It wasn't as monumental as that. But everything is great. Even if it's simple, it's good. And maybe... you know, maybe some, I don't know, what do we have? Anything like, you know, nice in the back? Okay, go ahead, Rory. Rory, this is a side of you I don't get to see that often. So what? You better fucking do this right.
Well,
and Rory, to George Carlin, no joke.
Okay, calm down.
Don't you tell, Rory.
Fucking calm down.
Don't, Rory, I want a sidebar. I want a sidebar. Can I?
In the middle of my thing.
No, go ahead. I am very aggressive, and I'm sorry.
Jordan made pancakes and sausages for breakfast today, and then, to be fair, I did the dishes. So,
and then,
we gave each other a nice thing. So I kind of took your turn, Jordan.
It's perfect. Yeah. I give you an A+ on that one.
Thank you.
Because you could have just done that, but it looks like you not only did you do it, but am I right, you soaked it in even a little? Did you enjoy it while you were doing it? Like you sat down? Did you sit down and eat it?
Yeah.
I like it. And then, by the way, when we took a break, I hope I'm not taking yours, before we went on the air, Jordan said she took some of those... why don't you give Jordan the microphone for this and try not to make any noise?
Okay.
Jordan.
Yeah.
Oh, you made a chicken sandwich?
Time, breakfast.
I'm sorry. So today you ate a chicken sandwich, and you love chicken sandwiches.
Chicken.
So you ate a chicken sandwich.
Chicken.
Just, am I saying it right? Chicken. You ate a chicken sandwich.
Chicken.
Kitchen sandwich.
No.
A kitchen
sandwich?
I don't understand what you're saying, Jordan. I really don't. Tell me. Turn
a
the music
kitchen,
off.
A kitchen sandwich.
You can put it back.
All right, now give Jordan the mic for real.
All right,
oh, not for real. That is really.
But answer him for real.
You make it look like she really.
Do we?
Okay. Answer. All right. Like... Well, that's what she wanted. Okay, Aristotle.
Well, it's gonna be hard to top Jake's now, but
I no, we don't. By the way, this isn't a competition.
It's a little bit.
Yeah. Well, it's not. It's not a competition.
I kind of wish you gave it. I kind of wish you. Well, it's a little bit.
It's a little bit. I judge inwardly, but I never go outward with it. No, go ahead. Remember, it, by the way, it genuinely is not a competition at all. And I know everyone's going, yeah, there's no shit, it's not. But it, one doesn't outdo the other. It's just something. Matter of fact, if anything, I thought he cheated. Sure. Oh, my dad got out of prison. Oh, Jesus. It's. No, I don't even want to joke that way. But there's something as special as his was. He just happened to fall on a day where his was very special.
Well, I'm not on the podcast very often, so it does affect me.
But also the fact that you do something small and give it validity is just as special. Some would say more special. No offense. I just got to say it because they're all crying like fucking fairies. Yours was nice. Okay, young Aristotle, it's not a competition.
Actually, I had two things, and one was...
Well, no, just one. Shit. Appreciate the
Let's
language.
Hear the first one, and then if it's good, we'll give you
yeah.
two.
Well, I had a similar thing where my mom made me vegan pancakes.
That's and, nice.
Like,
and you
was,
like vegan?
It was a little bit of a hard time because she doesn't know how to make vegan stuff, but she tried and it was good.
So that's nice.
Yeah, that's right. Nice. We'll just do the one.
Yeah,
today.
We'll just... So dismissive. We'll just go ahead with the one. After I go, that's great, and you like vegan pancakes. We'll just go with the one. Good. No, no. Am I? Look,
that
you
is
know
great.
The heart
great.
Of this. I'm right. Mike, do you
wait,
have
what? No, do the second one. Do the second one.
Do the second one. It's only funny if you let him do the second one. Go ahead.
Me and my girlfriend went to go eat with my friend and his parents for his birthday because.
But you, so everyone was ignoring this part. You gave a little love.
Well, he invited me in.
Trying to make it good here. I'm, you know, trying to read.
Wait, I didn't hear the whisper part. Wait, what did you say?
I said because all his other friends are assholes.
But
no, he did invite one other friend, and then she said she couldn't go.
But you didn't bail on them.
Exactly.
All right, there you go, Mike. Do you want to do one? All right, come over to this, Mike. All right, go ahead.
I also took a nap.
There you go. We over like his. What a good one. Oh, that was so good. Will gets offended. Everybody over.
Never mind.
Oh.
We had the right closer after all.
Yeah.
No, Will, it's Mike's time.
That was
now.
So good. Everybody.
Mike's nap was a little better.
Do the mumble where we all. He obviously took it, but for Mike's, we all overdo it. Like, oh, what a great one.
Great,
oh,
Mike. That's a great
it's such
nap.
A good one. Oh.
I feel like we haven't heard nap in a long time.
I haven't.
As a
Why doesn't anyone just appreciate a nap?
Yeah.
You know?
It's, you know, it's good to.
What?
I had like a 3-hour nap, though.
Mike, how long was your nap?
Oh,
but
sure.
That's healthier. You know what I mean?
Oh, he's so
you sort
healthier.
Of went to bed.
Yeah. You, no, you didn't tell. Well, my mom. No, I said we shouldn't joke. I was going to try to outdo his. My dad got killed in prison. By the way, nice today. God, you'd think I'd have one. Oh, I haven't seen you guys. Well, it seems like an ass-kissy one, but it is true. I haven't seen you guys in a while, and to have you on the podcast, I was actually very excited today.
Yeah, thank
you. So, now, as we take a break, and then we come back, and we are going to introduce Rory with the respect he deserves.
Thank you.
You know, I just feel like, you know, like, even like play that, just before we...
Do you think John Lennon hates that cover? Like, in heaven, he's like, come on.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
No, not yet. That's it. tip to your little thing.
Oh, I love it.
What, maybe we could play, what else do we have? Oh, yeah, play that one. Rory Scovel, Rory Scovel. Rory Scovel, Rory Scovel, Rory Scovel. Rory Scovel, Rory Scovel, Rory Scovel. Oh, 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 Rory Scovel. All right, so there, I wanted to tease you a little. So here's what we're going to do. I want everyone listening at home. You know, we might not do this every week, but I'm sort of on a kick with doing it. I think it's a good thing to do. So give me more of that betting Imagine music, and we're going to
imagine all the people living in this world today. Imagine that there's no shopping center.
Oh, come on, you're depressing me. It's the shallowest listener.
No one you can pay.
All right, hold on now. So here's what we're going to do. We're
the emptiest open mic.
Right.
No one's there.
All the people. It's not hard if you really
try. All right, so here's what we're going to do. Turn the echo off. Why am I stopping you?
I don't know.
Let you do whatever you want. Because you know why? Because I'm excited to come back and do your opening.
All right.
I don't want you to let off anything too good until we do your opening. I'm excited, but I want to like... So here's what we're going to do. Everybody at home, think of something nice that happened to you today, and I'll watch the clock. We'll be back.
A very funny guy, Todd Glass.
Hi, it's Rory Scovel, babe.
You fucking call me back this time, then don't call me ever again. We're done.
Do you want to do your impersonation of me, Rory?
Yeah.
August 12th.
Oh, Jimmy Kimmel. I've been on Jimmy Kimmel. I'm friends with him.
Listen, man, I really
want to
come.
Oh, Galifianakis. I'm friends with him, so I got him to call and do a joke for the show.
Can I tell you something?
I've got all my famous friends supporting me.
Every time I ask you to do it, inwardly I go, I do not. How are you going to do it? But I go, and then what am I going to do every single time? And I go, well, I'm asking him to do it again. Just so you're, but I love it. It's fun. Like, oh, Jimmy Kimmel. But is that what people think? I think that's why I stopped playing it.
No, no, that's what people think.
Stop it.
That's what people think.
No, stop moving your microphone.
Oh, no, but that is what people think. Guys, if you think that, press 1 when you email.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, so here we go. Should we not play? Hold on already. The opening? Let's not play the opening. Let's do it big. Rory's here. I want to do something big. Let's get to it.
Well, we're over our feud. This is a big big day for us.
By the way, because I'm such a bad tweeter, it's hard for me to do anything but retweet pussy tweets. By the way, I lost 200 people one night. But guess what? Some of them refollow me in the morning, someone told me, because they're getting too many in a row. I don't know.
Oh.
But believe me, it's the biggest dilemma I've ever had in my life. I love them. They're so funny. Like, I try to retweet them all, and then sometimes 2 days later, I'll look at one that I missed, and I go, fuck it, it'll be a really funny one, and I'll go, that poor person saw all these other pussy tweets getting retweeted, and his was, like, the funniest, and he thinks I just flipped by it. I don't.
Yeah.
I can only retweet them so much. I love that they get them. Like, I woke up this morning, my wife's pussy was missing. Todd Glass is a monster. It's like, shut the fuck up. Hey, if you give Todd pussy, turn his mic on. What were you saying?
Eric Wargo sent that one.
Great shout out.
Eric Wargo.
Like, that's a funny one.
Yeah.
It's so funny. And then it could be a first time listener. I don't want him to think the show's about pussy. It certainly is. All right, listen. I want you to have a big opening.
Yeah.
You've already been so nice. I don't know what you've done. which one do you want to... Let's do this first. Hold on. Let's get the music up. And let's start. Can you give me some reverb in my mic? And let's... The happy... here we go. Oh. Yeah. Hold on. And I want this big... Mike, if there's anything you could do to help make it seem more exciting, I'd sure appreciate it. All right, here you go. Okay, here you go. You ready? Go ahead, let's start the show. brought along his new wife, Jordan. Tonight, because Rory's special, Mike on Trumpet. Also, sitting over there on the board, it's Aristotle.
Yeah.
Woo! Let's hear what the horn sounds like once there's no music. Go ahead. Can you see what happens if you start playing the drum and he plays the horn? What beat can you find quick? You have no time at all. It's a new show. It's called You Get on the Drums and You Do the Horn. Do something cool now.
Hold on. Everybody stop. Hold on. Let me see what this sounds like. Todd and I have never tested. Todd, you get on the horn, and I'll get on the drums, and let's see what we can come up with.
I've never played the horn.
But you think you can probably figure it out, right?
Well, I don't. I mean, no offense if he plays it. I guess I.
No, I don't.
No, you can do it.
Okay. Here we go. So I'll just grab the drumsticks.
Then
here.
I fuck that bit up.
No. We're good. I'm going to grab the drumsticks. I'll do a count off with the drumsticks, and then we'll just start playing. Let's see what we come
see
up with.
See how it sounds.
Ready?
Here so, we go.
No. And
go,
here we
you
go.
Start
and
with the drums, Rory.
One, two,
Rory,
three.
Go.
Yep. Todd, you're great at trumpet.
I did not think it was going to be that easy.
I just started.
God, I thought you had to be talented. I did. I really did. I went over there, and I'm like, this is going to suck. But then here, pass me
the trumpet, if you don't mind. And put some reverb in my voice. I'm going to just see what I can. Let me just try. Here we go. No drums at all. Just let me do something here.
God damn.
Can I oops.
Like, oops. You're so good you can talk and play the trumpet.
I know. I thought it was going to be harder than that.
I would have never can thought I, it'd be that
okay, hold on. Can I tell you something? I wanted to do that. Did you wonder, when he pulled out the trumpet, did you expect it?
No, not at all. I loved it.
Because he's been sitting over there. I had Mike. Mike, what's your last name again? Rocha. Mike Rocha. And Mike plays, like, sometimes when there's the whole band here, there's, like, one night we had two horns, we had drums, we had a piano, and it's full.
Yeah.
And he played. I said, can you just come in with the horn tonight? So since you walked into the studio, he's just sort of sitting over in the corner minding his own business. And
yeah,
then,
but we've been hearing you have, like, people, like, sitting around, so.
Yeah, so you didn't
It wasn't
anything.
So out of the ordinary.
So when he pulled out the trumpet, it was.
Yeah, I loved it. I did wonder why that microphone over there was where it was, but as soon as he started playing, I was like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
What if his last name was Raffone? What was his last name? My name is Mike Raffone.
Oh,
I'm Mike Raffone.
Hey, by the way.
The meanest parents in the world.
By the way, no lie, Raffone. There's got to be someone named Raffone.
Yeah.
Microphone.
Yeah.
Can I tell you, if you do that, I said last week on the show, like, if your name's Bill Flo, your last name's Bill Flo,
yeah,
and you have kids and you don't change your name, yeah, you're a fucking insane fuck. If your name's Bill Flo, or wait, does that rhyme with... Dildo. Yeah, Bill Flo the Dildo. You got to be able to look into these things if you're having kids. Bill Flo the Dildo or something. Whatever rhymes. Does that rhyme?
Yeah, Bill Flo the Dildo.
Yeah, that's unfair.
Yeah.
Give me another one. Like, no bullshit. Like, because we're not saying, like, there probably is. That name sounds like a name that could be real.
Yeah.
Bill Flo. Mr. Bill Flo. Bill Flo the Dildo.
Yeah.
Wait, you could say that. Okay, go ahead, give me another one.
I mean, that rhymes with dildo specifically?
Well, no, like any name that you wouldn't have, you would change if you had kids, because you know kids are cruel. So you're going to have kids. You and your wife go, look, our last name, let's not, it's been hard enough for us.
Tim Bunt, the
yes.
Big cunt.
Oh, wait, that's with the name? So, yeah, you would want to change it. It doesn't even rhyme. It actually is the word.
His last name is just cunt. Yes.
Listen close.
Scoville. He was last here on the 100th show. His new show begins on November 14th, ground floor on TBS. Rory, married man.
Listen. In comes our
chicken sandwich for his girl Jordan. Rory, he's a cat.
It's the cat.
Go out and get his album entitled Dilation and play it for your friends.
I didn't hear this. Is that it?
Lyricist Joe, good job. That's Lyricist Joe.
That's my favorite one so far. I love Lynn, but that I love
Lynn's old news.
I don't even like Lynn anymore.
I didn't either.
I never liked him.
Me neither.
I just thought he was your friend.
Oh, I thought you liked him.
Oh, I thought you brought him.
Oh, thank you. What a great day.
I thought he was your friend.
He has been, but I don't know what to do. I like his wife.
Right?
Yes.
Can she hang out?
Yes. That's what I don't want to say anything.
All right.
I'm the guy who agrees with whatever you say because I'm that much of a kisser. By the way, why do a lot of my characters involve like yelling as a common thing, which it does it for me. Yelling to me is funny. Kissing ass. Always funny for me. So here I'm the guy. I'll go to the same thing I always go to. You're you know, you're big at HBO.
Okay.
You know, and I might want to get a show over there. So you're here. I'm hanging out
We're
with
at
you.
We're a cocktail party.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Do we have any background cocktail music? Do you notice how fast I said that?
Do you have any
background cocktail music?
It's Imagine again on the harp.
You know,
it's the worst cocktail party.
You know,
no one's dancing for good reason.
We don't even need it. Oh, look at there you. You're great. I had a negative adjective and I needed a positive one. Because in the bit, I was like, oh, I was going to go, you're great, you piece of shit, but that's not very nice. All right, so listen.
Honey, I think that's Todd Glass over there. I'm just going to go over and say hi to him real quick.
Rory!
Oh, he sees me.
Hey, Rory!
Oh, he's coming over. He's actually sprinting. I've never seen someone sprint like that. Wow, he grabbed a champagne in mid-sprint.
Hey, how you doing, Roy?
Hey, Todd, how are you?
You having a good time?
Oh, we're having a great
time. Me too.
Oh, yeah?
Me too.
Yeah. Well, we're excited to see you.
We went to a
stand-up night the other night.
Which one?
We went on Sunday. I think it was like a specialty show.
Best night to go out and see comedy on Sunday.
I think so, too. This one was interesting. It was called Blacks, Blacks, Blacks Only.
Oh, I love it. Why don't I go see more black shows?
It was only black people. And it was very specific.
Can I tell you something?
Yes.
I know I'm reverse stereotyping. Black people get comedy.
Thank you.
Yeah, they do.
That's why we went.
Oh, it sounds like such a good idea.
You know, I work at HBO, so we're constantly.
I didn't even
looking.
Know that.
Oh, you
I
didn't
totally
know.
Did.
Shut the fuck up.
That's such a lie.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, say you live at HBO. Say this meets. By the way, this is taken from.
You do coke?
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Todd, you know that I not only do I work at HBO, I live there.
Oh, my God, I didn't even know that.
Yeah. I work there and live there, yeah. And we're looking for some new talent.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Are you in talent development?
Yeah, we're in development. Do you have anything that you're working on?
Oh, my God, coincidentally, I do.
Oh.
Because I'm so phony that's where my voice is at all the
but
time.
But it stays too long.
It stays too long, obviously. Because that's how what a bullshit artist I am.
Yeah.
Talk about something else. I want to agree. No matter what you say, I agree.
Anyways, I was just telling my wife here how amazing her dress looks.
Oh, my God. That's what I was just saying to my friend. I'm like, yeah, look at Jordan.
Wait, when did you say that? We saw you the whole time. You haven't talked to anybody yet. Who are you saying that to?
Oh, when?
Just now.
Me?
We've seen you since you got into the party.
How close were you watching me?
Well, I mean, you've only been here 30 seconds.
I thought it. You know, you're right.
Yeah.
God, you're so smart.
Thank you, Jesus Christ. You should be
a scientist.
Really?
All right, listen. Look, I got something for you I think you're going to like.
You should be a scientist. You could just be that.
Do you like this? You should be.
His new show begins on November 14th, ground floor on TBS.
10-9 Central, folks. 10-9 Central.
His new show begins on November 14th.
Can I get a copy of this?
Yeah.
I want to make a promo with this song for
you. We already have you a copy.
Oh.
Take it from the show. That's what I tell people. All right, listen. All right, stop. And I need to take control. I want to do a funny video tonight. We're gonna do something here, but then we're gonna
You know what people need to know is that when they played that that song for me, Todd had a bubble gun and a bunch of other bubbles came out of a machine. I think your listeners need to know that.
Well, we have mentioned it before, but you're right. It's always good to picture it, and they might they don't know when we've used it and when we haven't.
And a light ball, like a what is that called? A disco ball was going.
Did you turn that on?
Yeah.
Aristotle, I'm more proud of you every week. You're such a ray of sunshine. You're such a positive entity for the show.
Yeah.
Walks in every week, excited, nice. And if he gets here before me, he tries to scare me by turning the bubble machine on over
the
hallway. By the way, that's true. Every time I see him, I feel so bad because I see him before he sees me, and then I see him crouch down. And I know he's like, fuck, just a second too late. He wouldn't have seen me.
Yeah.
But sometimes he does get me. I walk up here. You don't ever expect anyone to be up here.
Yeah.
So the minute I come in the door and bubbles start falling all over, I go, oh, well, obviously, I know it's Aristotle because the owner of this place would never do that.
Right. Well, you texted me earlier. You said Aristotle's your favorite of all the people you work with on the podcast. And I remember. So, Aristotle, that's something to put in your back pocket. Jake, it's something to strive for.
Well, being great is not a competition.
Well, you said that in the text. You said being great is a competition, and Aristotle is currently winning.
Look at the two of you so happy together.
It's the happiest we've ever been.
You just look.
Yeah.
Hey, we have to go leave the room.
Yeah.
Can you just sort of man the fort while I'm gone?
Yeah. Yeah.
You sure? And by the way, you know, I just want to say it's admirable to see the way you two get along.
Yeah.
Even you're like that percentage. You're the type of. I'm not negative about marriage. I don't care if the majority of the marriages don't work. The reason people want to get married is because for the 10% of people that are happily married or 20, probably about 20, that's what you hope for. And when people are happily married, yeah, it doesn't mean sometimes you get tired of each other or you get used to each other. But I genuinely know people that are married, some in my family, they're happily married. They want to be with each other.
Well, that is, you're talking our language.
All right. So let me do me a favor. Maybe, you know, since it's your first time as a newlywed couple, we have to just... We have to go for yogurt.
All right.
Why would we invite you? Every night on the show, we all go out and get yogurt.
All right.
Would you mind? You know what? Just turn the mics off, and you guys just relax.
Turn the music off.
Yeah. Let's just do it this way. It's a lot easier.
But you'll be right back.
Yeah. Can you get the car and pull it up?
Do you mind getting me a strawberry yogurt?
I don't mind getting you a strawberry yogurt. And seriously, Aristotle. So we'll just turn the mics off, and then we'll take a break.
Okay.
By the way, you notice how I overset up a bit? But it's fun that way. That's what I told myself. Okay, so start the car up.
Well, we'll see you in a couple minutes.
Well, let me start the car up. There we go. We're starting the car.
Bye.
See you later.
Bye. Goodbye.
Can you get me a strawberry yogurt?
What's wrong with that? They're going to get yogurt.
They didn't ask if we wanted anything.
Well, they kind of did.
You push that on people. So you constantly push on people.
If they're going to tell us that they're going to get yogurt, why wouldn't I just ask?
I'm sorry. Oh, I forgot to ask you something before we left. Since we're going to the yogurt store anyway, I really don't mind. I know, Rory, you said you didn't want anything. We're going to the yogurt store either way, so it's a matter of just getting you a yogurt that we're all getting.
Yeah.
We're going there either way.
Yeah.
Yep, just strawberry for
no,
me.
No, I think we're both good. Oh, no, she does. She still wants the strawberry.
Okay, so you want a strawberry. Do you want a small, medium, or a large?
A large.
Okay, got a large strawberry yogurt.
Extra topping, please.
Extra toppings?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what do you want on it?
Peanuts?
No, nothing difficult, you know, whatever.
And hot fudge, maybe?
Peanuts and hot fudge. And
maybe a little bit of whipped cream and sprinkles.
Okay, hold on. Peanuts, hot fudge, a little bit of whipped cream.
And but you honestly, and if you sprinkles. Forget, you forget.
Yeah.
Peanuts, whipped cream, a little bit of sprinkles.
Hot fudge, don't forget the hot fudge.
Hot fudge, extra hot fudge.
Extra hot fudge.
On a large strawberry.
Yeah, please.
Absolutely.
Oh, and a cherry. Do you mind a cherry on top?
Okay. Yeah. Peanuts, extra hot fudge,
Oh, whipped cream.
Whipped cream, extra cherries. You know what I'll just do? I'll just put a little bit of every single thing.
Perfect.
On.
Sprinkles, too.
Okay, hold on. Let me just stop. I have to stop at the store and get a bucket.
Okay.
So I'll have enough, you know.
Perfect.
Room for
thank
the yogurt
you, Todd.
And all your toppings.
Yeah, thank you.
So I just have to run to the store. I'm going to get a bucket.
I appreciate it so much.
And, well, you know.
And then I have to go get a scale because I won't be able to put it on that little scale.
Oh, no,
I
no.
Have.
Yeah, I understand. That's so nice of
jokes.
You. Thank you.
I'm making jokes. Anyway, I'll be right back.
Great. See
guys,
you.
Guys, and just, do you want me to, I'll be right back.
All right. Don't forget the hot fudge.
No.
Could you be more aggressive in that moment?
I just want hot fudge.
What if he did forget the hot fudge? What if he came back and he didn't have the hot fudge? Would you then go, oh, could you run back and get the hot fudge because you forgot the fucking...
I might ask him to go get it again.
It's ridiculous. These are my friends. This is my social circle. What if he starts texting all the comics in L.A. and saying, well, don't book Rory anymore? Then who's going to pay for your fucking yogurt at home? Who's going to pay for your yogurt at home if I don't get work anymore because Todd tells comics that, oh, Rory's wife, she...
This is not that big of a deal that you're freaking out so much about this.
He's going to buy a bucket!
So what? It's not a big fucking deal!
So what?
He's going to...
How many times a year...
He's going to drive by a store...
You answer me this.
He can buy a bucket on his...
How many times a year does someone have to buy a bucket because of you?
I don't know.
That's a valid question.
It's not a valid question.
That's a valid question. How many times a year does someone have to buy a bucket because of
you?
You
want us to come do this stupid podcast.
It's fun.
It's stupid.
It's fun. Oh, you're saying it's stupid? He's going to get you yogurt. He's getting yogurt for you.
I know. That's...
You fucking ugly piece of shit. I don't even know why I fucking... you know what? Every vow I said, I was making that up. Yeah, put that in your bucket.
I cannot believe you dare say something like that to me when we are by ourselves in a room that's fucking bullshit. You know you meant every word.
I don't even remember what I said, to be honest.
Guess who's here? Turn the mics on. I want to talk about what I got for everybody.
Well,
how you guys doing?
Well, we're good. You seem sweating from having to carry so much stuff.
You're going to love. Here is your, you wanted a small strawberry? Yeah.
Oh, everyone got smalls?
Yeah, that's all everybody got. Oh. And Will, you wanted a baby size?
Yeah, I love baby size.
Okay.
Got very
you didn't
small
want anything.
I didn't
you
want
didn't
anything.
Want anything. And Mike didn't want anything. And you, I got, look at this bucket. Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. You can put so much KFC in that. That is a huge bucket. That's like when a family teams up with another family to have a picnic.
Yeah. Well, they unloaded the whole machine into it. And then you're going to love it. This. Come over here. Come
oh
over here.
God.
Look at this. It's another bucket. I got it. I took every topping. Everyone behind me was so mad because I was just dumping it all into the bucket. They're like, hold on a second. Yeah. So anyway, look at you two.
Wait, there actually isn't any hot fudge.
Oh, you know what? I did forget the hot fudge.
Well, it's not in that big a deal. I'm sure we can probably move on without it.
So. I just really kind of wanted hot fudge.
I would too.
Not even a
Well, the
thing.
Only thing is I'd have to drive all the way there. Does anyone here, would anybody here go get some hot fudge? How much hot fudge? I have a... Oh, do you like Hershey syrup? I have Hershey syrup.
No, not really.
You love
it. Hot Hershey syrup? I could heat it up for you in the microwave.
It's runny.
It's a little
what?
Runny.
That's what you make for me when you make sundaes at home,
I know,
which you rarely
do. Oh, you know what I do? I do have hot fudge. I mean, it's not, you know, homemade, but, you know, it's not like the one I... This,
hold on, I need help. You ready? Let's just play that and just...
Maybe we should stop. Maybe we should stop. Maybe we
All right.
should stop.
Here's what I'd like to do. I know this is weird, but let's take a break. Do something because Mike is leaving. Where we're all over there and we just play along and we just do this thing where we all dance around. And I wanted to do it in the show, but it's a little too hard to arrange. So do you mind just we all do it now?
Yeah, yeah.
And we shoot it? I don't know what to do. Where are we at now? What did we just do?
Podcast.
I asked Rory what we're doing. He goes, the podcast. You think that? I'm that out of it. You can. Did you start? You did start. Okay. No, that's okay right there. What are we doing? We're doing a podcast.
Tom Martin.
Tom asked if we'd play that.
Tom Martin.
Want to hear a great sing-along?
Yeah.
Yeah. And by the way, there's two ways to do it. We did it last week, but I think you'll have fun doing it. Can you? Here we go. Can you?
Hey, hi, hello, this is the Chad guy.
Try to imitate it.
Hey, hi, hello, thanks for stopping by. I like you and I hope you like I.
Hey, hi, 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 hi. Let's do it sloppy first and then see if any of you can do it. The joke is we all act like we can do it. None of us are that good, but we think we're good.
Yeah, yeah.
It's fun. Watch.
Stopping by. I like you and I hope you like hi.
Hey, ho, hi, 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 ho.
Again.
Hey, hi, hello.
Hi, stopping by. Hey, hi, hello. This is stopping by. You and a blue and a kind of sky. Hey, hi, hello, and a how I sigh. Do it again.
Hey, and you and a sound and sky. And a sound and a rock and my.
Hello, thanks for stopping by.
Tried, scried, didn't, nuts.
If you
try to spit it, sod it.
Think that it has to go. You didn't know. You didn't hear the music completely stop. By trying to save it, maybe a little. Like you're trying to like go. Maybe I could save my band sing along. Stopping by because you heard the words, and then you tried to say it after you heard it. Is what you did.
And you know you're not hearing it.
No.
Anymore.
Hey, stop. Yeah. You're fucked at that point.
Stopping go. By.
Stopping by.
So
now listen. Play it from the beginning, and I want to see if let's play it once. No interrupting.
Hey, hi, hello, this is the Chad guy. Hey, hi, hello, thanks for stopping by. I like you and I hope you like I. Hey, hi, hello, hey, hi, goodbye.
Now play it again. You want to hear it again?
No, I got it.
You sure?
Hey, hi, hello, this is the Chad guy. Hey, hi, hello, thanks for stopping by. I like you and I hope you like I. Hey, hey, hello, hey, hi, goodbye.
By the way, totally impressed. I know you got a little messed up at the end. I still can't fucking believe it. I swear to God. Rory, I looked over at you like, no wonder he's getting a lot of work. Like, he can remember shit. Like, that's what I thought. I go, he's a good actor. Because part of acting is, look, we can, like, here's the problem. Here's what you're probably good at. You're funny with your own work. That's your stand-up comedy. But I bet you're pretty good if a director wants you to do something, you know, and you have to, I can't remember shit.
Do you want to know what they...
I don't know what the fuck I just said, but there was a compliment in there. I don't think you're a good actor. I just think you can remember. Play it again without interrupting it. I want to see.
Hey, hi, hello, this is the Chad guy. Hey, hi, hello, thanks for stopping by.
Look at you, you're taking it in. I see you. Oh, my God.
Seriously. I want to hear the ending.
Are you a genius?
I want to get the ending right.
Oh, my God, Rory, be honest. If I figured
right,
it out...
Look. Okay,
by
can
the way,
I say something?
What if you were a genius and now I know it? Then you know I'm a genius. Because only would take a genius to recognize another genius.
I'm a genius.
You are.
I am a genius.
Now, what about if the monks between the two of you, like you people, your memory, you just have this extraordinary, you're like subhuman.
Mm-hmm.
And if I noticed it, wouldn't you think highly of me?
I think I already do.
Thank you.
And you know why?
Hey, hi, hello.
Play it from the beginning. Don't disrespect the song.
This is the Chad guy. Hey, hi, hello, thanks for stopping by. I like you and I hope you like I. Hey, hi, hello, hey, hi, goodbye.
Okay, Aristotle's over there, and it looks like he knows it. I'm not even joking. To George Carlin, Jordan noticed, or Rory looked over at him like,
oh,
look
he was
at him.
Jamming.
He was jamming. He's, yeah. Oh my God, I think he's a savant. What if I'm just so moderately intelligent? Not in the... I get I'm not stupid, but I don't have a good memory. I can't.
Take this exact scenario. We're listening to the Happy Birthday song. And you're like, I can't believe everyone's getting it.
Hold on. I want to be very clear so I don't make it woe is me. I get it. I'm not going to be insulting to myself. I get it. I'm socially aware. I'm intelligent. But I don't have a lot of book smarts. And I can't remember a lot of shit. So, like, when I see somebody, like, even when he plays the drums, I'm like, oh, I wish I could have some rhythm or do something. You know, all I do is stand-up comedy and police ride-alongs. That's it. That's my life.
What if you said that, but the second thing you said, you were clearly dropping, like, you were really, so like, all I do is
stand-up comedy and hang out with Zach Galifianakis. And
it's hot tubs every night and margaritas, and we're just hanging out with so many celebrities. But that's all I do.
I used to hang out with him because he was normal. You know what?
It's at his house now. You'll go over. It's like John Hamm's there. You know, in out
always
of walks Jimmy. Yeah, John Hamm is. He sleeps in the same bed
he's
with him. Is that
there.
Weird? No, seriously, is that weird?
I That's
don't
think
not
it's weird.
But people, but in an evolved society, we wouldn't go. Isn't that weird? Well, isn't it weird that they think they can hide it from people? But then you go over their house and they both come out of the bedroom with robes.
Yeah.
Thanks for stopping by. Well, I don't know where this bit's going, but anyway, I was following your direction. So do it again. Here we go.
Hey, hi, hello, this is the chat guy. Hey, hi, hello, thanks for stopping by. I like you and I hope you like I. Hey, hi, hello, hey, hi, goodbye.
Shut it
up. I don't know, I keep thinking don't admit how much you're impressed. And then right after you do it, I forget and I go, shut up. Here, you know how much fresh air I got? I'm peeking in and out of realizing what I'm saying is very, not stupid, but soul-bearing. I'm like, oh, my God, you're so good. And now I know he's going to be – by the way, I'm going to try this. I'm not going to make a joke about it.
Yeah.
After I get to hear it this many times.
Yeah.
To George Carlin, I'm going to really try to do it. So can you turn – well, Aristotle, you turn your own mic on. Go ahead, play it, please.
Hey, hi, hello.
No, you're going to sing it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you think – oh, sure you are.
I thought we were going to group sing
it. No, wait. So, when you do it, you're going to really try.
I'm going to really try.
Okay, but I mean, it is a but to George Carlin, you are going to try.
Well, you remember, you can't break George Carlin. No, but you can't say George Carlin.
But you said to George Carlin, you're going to really try.
I'm going to really try.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but it is. I mean, it is an easy song. So I mean,
yes,
it's not. Yeah, it's not okay. Like you're complimenting me, but it's an easy song. Okay. And Aristotle, you know it probably.
All right, let's do it. Aristotle, do it.
Hey, hi, hello, this is the chat guy. Hey, hi, hello, thanks for stopping by. I like you and I
know you like I.
Hey,
hi,
hello, hey,
tomorrow,
hi, goodbye.
I don't, well, maybe it's not that easy.
Jesus.
You do know it, though,
he
right?
He looked like he was lipping it before pretty good.
Yeah.
And then when it was his turn, it sounded, I got to be honest, I think I could do. You know what I was going to do to George Carlin? Ask to hear it one more time. Like, that's going to help. But guess what? It's so sad. Oh, my. I got to tell you, every night, and I'm only getting you ready, Rory, because when it happens, and it probably won't happen for like 15 minutes, the neighbor lets all her chickens out for the night. Her
what?
Little, she has chickens. So if it happens tonight, would you go over there?
She lets them out for the night?
Yeah, she lets
for
them.
For what reason?
She says they poop in the house.
Wait, she keeps them in the house to begin with?
Yes. Well, they're pet chickens.
Well, that doesn't change anything.
Well,
you have a pet horse.
Each
you don't let it live inside just because it's a pet.
All right. Well, I wish I could change the bit. You're right. They didn't really have to be living inside. Every night she comes out and feeds them about this time, and they start, you know. Oh, no, they just start making noise. They're out all the time.
Wait, she feeds them at night? I won't let you do the bit because I'm so particular.
Well, she doesn't really. Because you know everything about everything. You go, chickens only digest food from 6 in the morning.
The chickens wouldn't even want the food at this hour.
They wouldn't even eat it.
Yeah.
Well, she gives it to them. That's the thing. They don't eat it. That's what makes me so angry. I just try to get it to work. So anyway, she gives them their cornmeal. You can't feed them cornmeal.
They wouldn't want cornmeal. That's not a good diet.
No, that's why she gives it to them.
Oh, because they'll hate it.
She wants to kill them.
Oh.
No,
well, it is a
there.
Chicken farm.
So listen, so that's not going to happen for a little while. I'm very formulaic in what's going to happen. That's not going to happen for 10 minutes. I just wanted to plug that we were going to do it.
His new show begins on November 14th. Ground floor on
Mm-hmm. I'm not joking. All listeners, watch it and tell everyone to watch it. I need this. God damn it. Can I have
it.
A real moment with the listeners?
Sure.
If you don't tell fucking 10 people.
Well, don't be rude.
I fucking hope the worst things happen to you.
Oh, Rory, that's
no,
negative.
I mean it.
That's
I mean
not
it.
Nice at all.
That's the nicest thing I did
mean
today.
It. You go. I mean it. That's so funny after a mean comment because it sounds like I hope you fucking both your arms get caught in the garbage disposal. And I mean it. I do. I know a lot of people say that, but I mean it.
A lot of people say it. They don't mean it.
I hope.
I really mean it.
I mean. It. Let me tell you something. I hope you get no happiness the rest of your life, and may every day be a day where you're in misery. And I mean it.
And I truly mean it.
I do.
That.
I do. I really do, Ho.
He
I,
does. I've seen him yell at people.
Yeah, tell him.
I know when he means it.
When
he grits his teeth, that's how I know he
means
it.
And I do mean it. Be my wife and someone's telling me to take it easy. I'm telling to take it easy. You convince the guy this is me taking it easy.
Yeah.
Someone tells me, you know, the take it easy guys. Yeah. Take it easy. I'm taking it easy, all yeah. right? I'm taking this. Honey.
Yeah.
Tell him I'm taking it easy.
You should see him when he's not taking
yeah,
it
tell
easy.
Tell him what am I like when I'm not taking it easy.
Oh, God, he's like a volcano yeah. covered in hornets.
You tell me to take it easy. This is my taking it easy.
Okay.
Honey, they don't believe you.
I almost want to tell him to fire it up. You. He almost seems like he's going to fall asleep. He's taking it so easy. This is the easiest he's ever taken it.
So what would he be normally?
If he just, was actually
just molten lava spewing out of every pore. Fire, his head explodes. One time the back of his head bursted out, a chunk of his head.
A Doctors chunk of his skull fell off one night.
Because he was yelling so much.
So much pressure was building up inside.
So now when she sees him just going, up there!
Oh.
The fact that he's just like at least standing. And not,
you know,
like,
when I see him yell like this, I go, he's finally listening to his therapist. He's finally calming down. He's taking
right,
a deep breath.
Hey, hi, hello. This is the chat guy. Hey, hi, hello. Thanks for stopping by. I like you and hope you like I. Hey, how hello. How are you? Stop
by. I got bad at, well, the whole thing wasn't great. Let's not. I was about ready to go. It got a little bit. I want to hear Aristotle do it for real now. Really turn your mic up and put reverb and don't be shy. I'm very good with kids. And pull that microphone over here.
No, that's a nice teacher. He's finally calmed down. He's learned how to really talk to the students.
And listen, and when I ask you to do something, think about it and do it and do it right.
I thought you were going to be. Okay, so go ahead, Aristotle.
Oh, he's so calm.
Hey, hi, hello, this is the chat guy.
I can't hear you. You got to talk in the... Oh, you were lipping it the whole time with a very cocky attitude. And then he tries to do one of those things. I won't allow anyone not to you talk into that mic. You ever go to a wedding, the guy won't talk into the mic that's making the speech?
Mm-mm.
Tape it to his face. I'm not going to listen to a speech like that where it's like, you know, 25, 30% of the people can hear it because they're afraid of the sound of their own voice.
Yeah.
Fucking practice.
Yeah.
Another tip I give for these people getting married.
Yeah, that and fix your app, Domino's.
Thank you. Go ahead, Aristotle.
Hey, hi, hello, this is the chat guy. Hey, hi, hello, thanks for stopping by. I like you and I hope you like I. Hey, hi, hello, hey, hi, goodbye.
Now, would you do it again? Would you?
Aristotle's like really singing like well, too.
Well, I know, but I want him to sing closer. Will you sing closer to the mic?
Or you got
to
turn the mic.
I'm going to keep doing it until I feel it's loud enough. So I'm not going to if you. So
my
this
mic
is
seriously the loudest.
Well, turn it up more.
Is this good?
Turn it up.
Higher.
I'm not even listening. He's Todd, it's the absolute loudest he can go. We'll turn it up more.
Well, then more then.
He goes, oh, okay, that I could do. The more button is still on medium, but the loud button is all the way up.
The right. More button.
All right. Are you ready, Aristotle?
I think so.
Play it from the beginning.
Get lean into that. Hey, get those lips.
Start again.
Stay for
get into that microphone.
Yeah, I like the way you're saying it. That's right. Yeah. Earn that thing. Here we go.
Hey, hi, hello, this is the Chad guy. Hey, hi, hello, thanks for stopping by.
I like you and I hope you like I. Hey, hi, hello, hey, hi, goodbye.
You know what?
Boo, boo, boo. I want mine to be the best.
Boo. Boo, it's the most. It's not the opposite of a loving atmosphere. Boo.
Boo, horrible effort. He didn't even try.
Can I tell you the truth? What I would do, this is not what I would do, but if I was an abusive dad, like, you know, type of stage abusive, you know, where their kids, they push their kids harder. In real life, here's how I would be with that song, and I'm going to leave the board, but here's going to be a scene in a movie where I'm so obsessed that I want him to know it. Like, it's stage dad.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? They're stage mom, stage dad. No, you're going to get that right. You're going to sing into that mic, and you're going to learn how to do it. Now play it again, and I want to hear him. And I don't want and you're going to do it until you get it right, and no one's going to bet.
Dad, do you want me to play it again for him?
Play it again.
Okay.
Go ahead, play it.
Hey, hi, hello, this is the chat guy.
Hold on, shut it up.
Wait, you want me to shut it off, Dad?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
You're the kiss ass.
Now you play that again, and I want to hear you. I don't like the way this bit's going. It's too mean. It's like, why would he want his kid? But
all right, that's, you know what? You don't make light of what we're talking about.
I don't know what we're talking about. You don't make light of it. But seriously, hold on. Good. Try it one more time. And get near that mic. Before we play the music, go 2-2 into the mic. Go testing, testing.
Testing, testing. One,
oh,
two.
You got reverb on.
Oh, but you notice he, as soon as the music comes in, he sings a little softer. I want you to be lead singer in this. You override
yell it.
The
I
song.
I mean, yell it.
Yell it. May pretend you're going to keep doing it. Now we're doing.
Yeah, but you got to yell. You got to really yell.
I'll really try to get in there.
Okay, here we go.
Hey.
Hey, hi, hello. Hey, hi, Jackie.
Right.
Hey, hi, hello. Thanks for telling me.
All right.
And you like I. Aristotle.
That was fucked up.
That was
now you're mocking me. Now you're. How about the guy that didn't think the shrill of Jake was annoying? He's home sticking a knife in his
head. If you liked Aristotle's 40th version, hit one.
if you say, well, for some reason you didn't like Aristotle's, but Rory's was not a shrilling, press 9. We have a whole phone system set up. Okay, now that was a good bit and everything, and I liked it. Obviously, that was Rory, for anybody that didn't know.
That was Jordan.
That was Jordan. I want to hear you do it, seriously, to George Carlin. Here we go. Play. Are you ready? Because every time we play it, you go, start it over. So I want you to be ready.
I seriously would love it if this went on for an hour.
Well, I don't want it to because I have so much stuff I want to do for you. All right, go ahead. Oh, by the way,
hold on.
This bit will be over when he does it.
Yeah.
And by the way, I'm never getting upset with him for messing up. Hell. But sing to the mic. Once he gets loud enough, I don't care if he fucks it up.
Yeah,
hey,
yeah.
You both are closer than I could ever get.
Yeah.
Just want him to sing into the mic. Once he sings into the mic, we're going to move on. And I'm not going to joke. If he does it this take, we're done.
Well, we have to both like it.
Okay, yeah, you're right. You get to weigh in, too.
Yeah.
I admit. So. Okay, go ahead.
Hey, hi, hello, this is the Chad guy. Hey, hi, hello, thanks for stopping by. I like you, and I hope you like I. Hey, hi, hello, hey, hi, goodbye.
Nope.
Well,
not for me.
Okay. First of all, I do not agree with Rory.
What if we were
this
the,
like one of
we're
their
the
shows.
Shittiest American Idol?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. That's what I was thinking. We listen to people sing jingles, and then we judge them. And then they cry. The worst American.
It's the worst because also the songs are like so quick. You don't really get to evaluate them.
Do I think he could be? First of all, Aristotle, because I'm the nice judge, the one that always, you know.
Yeah.
Do I think that Rory has a point? Yes, I think you could have talked closer to the mic. I still think there's a loudness that hasn't come out of you, but it was unbelievably better than the other one. So I'm going to say, I'm going to say redo, even though I'm complimenting you.
Here's the thing. We send so many people to Hollywood who want this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I want to really emphasize the word want. Because those people come in here.
This is an amazing opportunity.
Yeah.
And you're singing. And here's what I felt. I felt like, first of all, because we like you and we like your voice, we gave you a chance. You were singing like at 40% in the beginning. And then out of nowhere, after we fucking punched you in the butt, you're singing it like 70 now. But there's like a 30% you're not. And we know what it sounds like when we hear it.
Aristotle, I've been judging this show for 5 years
TV
now.
Friendly.
For 5 years now, I've been judging this show, and here's what I want to say. Mm-hmm. In the 5 years, the people we've seen come in here, they come from small towns where they live on a farm, mm-hmm. and their dream is to make it as a singer, which makes you wonder. Then what are you doing on that farm in that town where you don't even have a karaoke night? And yet those people come in here and they show more want.
Thank you.
When they sing because their dream is to become a singer and they live in a place where there's literally no opportunity to be a singer and they've yet to move from that town and really put themselves in sort of a bigger pond.
And let me add to that this is a competition that gives people an unbelievable opportunity in the music world and
let me add to that. Mm-hmm. It lets people into an
and
amazing
let me
opportunity.
Your sentence.
Yes, go ahead.
And we'll,
you know what I'm going to say. You know what I'm going to say. Let me say it. He knows what I'm going to say.
Well,
you're going to agree with
me. I know
me.
You know what I know it, so go ahead and say it.
Well, okay, I'm going to go ahead and say it, but I want you to go ahead and you go ahead and finish it off.
Well, I think that he's trying to say is that this
I'm
is
trying to say that it's I don't know. I you're a maybe for me. You're a maybe.
Well,
and I wanna I don't know.
What
you know?
We're basically saying is you have one more chance to sing it, and then we're gonna say goodbye or we're gonna say you're going to Pasadena.
Yeah, and that's the other version of the show.
They don't even get to
it's a prison.
Yeah. you're going to prison if you if the winner gets put in prison for a year.
Yeah.
And then it's a new way to lose weight.
But if Aristotle's like, I'm already like in a band that's successful. We're like, no, you need this show.
Okay, let's do it. Let's do it.
Hey, hi, hello, this is the Chad guy. Hey, hi, hello, thanks for stopping by. I like you and I hope you like I. Hey, hi, hello, hey, hi, goodbye.
No, 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 no,
no, no,
no,
no, no. You're lucky that we're going to... I don't even know why I'm giving you another chance.
Four more chances.
We're going to give you we're going to give you 10 more chances to get it right. And we're, by the way, I swear to you, I swear to God.
It's the shittiest American Idol show because the judges give so many chances. It one episode is one person.
That's how cheap we are.
The one season is like 10 years.
So we have to play it out. I love after all that. Yeah. No, 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 yeah. No, no. Like they got worse. Like you think they got worse.
Yeah. They're that angry.
Go ahead.
Hey, hi, hello, this is the Chad guy. Hey, hi, hello, thanks for stopping by.
No, no, no.
Can I stop
no,
you? Can I
no,
stop
can
you?
I
cue the music. Cue the music because I want to show you how I became who I am. Could you please cue the music? And hold on, wait for my count. And one, two, three. Hello, the Chad guy. Hey, hi, hello. Thanks for stopping by. You and I think we have a chance at a relationship, but I have to say goodbye. That is all I'm asking.
That is poetry.
I'm asking for that. Is it wrong to ask for poetry?
Do it again. Seriously. By the way, I'm about ready to come over there. I don't like when bits come.
That's 100 yards away. You're not going to go over all the way over there.
We're gonna
also in the format of this TV show, the judges are in the way back of the theater.
Jake.
We can actually barely hear.
we can't even hear it.
We don't realize he's been yelling the whole time because we're in the back.
That's hilarious.
Let Jake try it. Let Jake try it.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, hi, hello, hi, Chad guy. Hey, hi, yo, thanks for being by. Hey, like you and you a guy. Hey, hi, hello, hey, hi, hey, hey.
Oh, to hear a fresh spin on a done song.
If Ernest Hemingway could sing, and to be honest with you, I don't know that he couldn't. It would probably sound like that, and I'd want to buy that as a book, and I'd want to read it.
Here's what I was saying, Rory. That to take that song that we've heard and heard and heard and give it, may I say, jazzy.
You know what it feels like?
Sort
it feels
sound.
Like we were listening to someone's version, just taking a nice clean shirt and putting it in the mud, and then we got to hear someone washing that shirt and then hanging it out to dry in a beautiful sunlight. You know, like very much like a commercial about someone washing clothes.
And curtain. We're just like those other fucking shows.
Yeah, we get out.
Yeah, we get out
when the getting out's good.
Hey, do you want to shoot? We should shoot. All right, everything's good. Hey! You want to do bad impersonations of Bruce Springsteen?
All right.
Like, yeah. If you were at the show, what you would want him to say about you, and I'll say what he'd want him to say about
me. Can you go first? I don't know this.
Okay, I'll try it. Here we go. Can I get some reverb?
Hey, I want to say hi. Took my friend Rory Scovel, who's got a new show that's going to be on show. It's going to be on CBS, TBS, fuck CBS. I want my friend Rory Scovel. He's got a new show on TBS. It's called The Ground Floor.
He doesn't know any.
Yeah, I know it does. By the way, I'm trying to read Rory's lips. I'm doing a pretty good job of it.
It's better if he doesn't know
Jordan.
Anything.
Okay.
The whole time people are like mouthing it for real for him.
I want to.
Is it me? Can I get reverb?
I want to make a record out tonight. Especially one of my girlfriends.
I can't even.
Tucker, he's been with me. He's been following me on the road for so long. I just want to say thank you so much for being here, Todd. When Todd was 11 years old and I was still 55, he was a roadie. He was a little roadie. He'd run around. He'd bring out the wrong guitar and I'd whip him good. I'd get so pissed.
Shut up.
But he ends in an endorsement.
Anyways, Little Debbie's. Don't forget about Little Debbie's. I want to thank
Does anybody else want to try? Do you want to try?
Excuse me.
Do you want to try? Yep, Jake.
Jake. It's always the first second that's the best. The approach.
Welcome back. I'm Bruce Springsteen. I would just like to thank myself for still doing this. Because I know that I want to hear it. And God damn it, I want to hear it so bad. I'm Bruce Springsteen. I just want everybody to know.
Excuse me, but obviously I'm Bruce. I'm Bruce Clinton. Yeah, I do both voices mixed together.
I said that joke last week, or somebody else said it. All right, we're done this bit.
Bruce Clinton.
Let's get out of this and something else. This is a new segment on the show. It is called... Oh, by the way, let's get this flip camera. We'll do some face dancing a little later. What time is it right now?
8:30.
Jesus Christ. It goes so
quick. It's just so much fun.
It is.
Honk your horn right now if you're listening in your car. Just honk your horn. Just do it.
Honk your horn. Seriously.
That was funny.
Because I didn't expect it. I'm okay.
Guys, right, he's okay.
oh, we'll do it in a little bit. Sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Oh, there they go. Oh, they have a lamb now.
Why were they in the house?
No, they're not. They hear the show, so they start making some noise. Don't go over there, please.
I can't do the show with that noise.
Well, Rory, if you go over there, because, you know, we had this problem with you once before. I don't want to get into this on the air.
Well, you had what problem with me once
before?
Well,
you went over and were very aggressive. And
with who?
And by the way.
With her? I don't even know her. Who was I aggressive with?
I can't let you go over there then if you're not going to acknowledge.
Let me ask you this. Who?
You went over there once before and you got very, very aggressive with the chickens.
That's called discipline. It's not called aggressive.
Do you promise you'll be nice?
Yes.
Let me know it because I do want them to stop. I want to finish the podcast, but you gotta look me in the eye. You can't just say it. I'm not an idiot. I'm not going to be the judge who lets someone out of jail that should still
be there.
Do you
want me to do the secret verbal handshake?
I want you to swear to God, yes, that you're going to try to be calm.
I will try to be calm. I swear to God. Hi, hell, hello. I'm the Chad Gad guy. Hi, hell, hello. Thanks for stopping by. I like you, and I hope you like I. Hi, hello. Hi, hello. Goodbye.
All
I don't
right,
know.
All
what
right.
Is that all right?
So you'll go over.
Yes.
And
they sound like fun chickens, to be honest.
You promise not to knock on the door and bother the people that live there?
What? Yes. What do you think of me? What do you think of me?
To be honest, I think you're funny. I think you're hilarious. Obviously, there's a reason that Jordan loves you.
Ground floor.
But you're
going to
be a loose. Do you promise, just when you think you're going to get angry and you feel it in your heart, you'll take a deep breath and come back here and just
I'll
tell me?
I'll handle it.
Look me in the
like,
eye.
I don't
put,
like.
No, don't put your headsets. Don't. No, you're not going anywhere
I don't
yet.
Like how much you don't trust me.
All right, you're right.
It's disrespectful that you don't trust me.
You're right.
Eight, nine, 10, 11, 12,
Thank you. Thanks for coming. You're very. You have a lovely porch. A lovely porch.
Here's something I forgot to bring up earlier in
the
show.
Did it go okay?
Oh, what?
Did it go okay?
I'd forgotten about it. What happened?
Well, it sounds peaceful. Now that's the sound of birds.
You know what does sound
birds,
peaceful?
There's a little bird. There's some baby birds.
Where, are they up in the tree in the front porch?
No, they're fine.
Are they up in the front porch?
No, they're not. They're not. Rory, get the fuck out
of here. I'm going to go feed a worm.
Rory, no.
I'm going to go feed a worm to those birds.
To George Carlin, we're not shooting a nest of birds. I don't know why a field of chickens was okay. But then I picture these cute little baby birds. And they're. By the way, that's peaceful sounding. It does. Hey, that's how it proves that comedy makes no sense at all. Like... To me, that was funnier in the other room than it was the actual. But when I pictured the birds, I didn't really picture the chickens. But, oh, God, wait, that's one warning shot. I didn't know you were shooting any of them until the end. I thought they were all warning shots, but you were
shooting. No, warning shots is I actually kill them.
Wait, that's my... Remember the first time
you don't really know what a warning shot is, I guess.
Warning shot, you shoot into the air. It just says, I'm not fucking around, motherfucker.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Well, that went poorly then.
Rory,
that went very poorly.
The first time you did that bit, you went in there and all that happened, and then you walked back. Like, we insinuated that was out of door, so we didn't know what was happening, so you could, like, come back, shut the door, and lie to us how it all went. So you come right back in after you went nuts, and you're like, shut up. I'm a vegetarian. It makes me want to eat you. And you come back, and we go, how'd it go? You're like, oh, so adorable. After we knew it, just... You go, ah, and you put your hands together like you're going to pray. You went,
cutest.
Ah, so cute at that age.
Yeah.
You were telling them how stupid they were, and we heard you. It's just so great. This is like a one-year anniversary show when we think back. We think back to the times during the show. By the way, do you like this song? Let's clap along if we like it. Try to clap along. No, it's going to tell you to. It's hard to clap along. Yeah, I'm out of the mood. I don't even like that song anymore. I did like it, but it wasn't so much fun. Hey, Rory, would you mind if I did something?
Mm-hmm.
I want to do this for you.
Okay.
I learned how to do a song. Your favorite song is Rock Around the Clock.
Yes.
And I learned it on the harmonica.
You did?
Yes. I actually did learn it on the harmonica. Not okay. Great, but I think it's okay.
I did. I actually did learn it.
Okay, so let me go up there. I swear to God. Okay, so...
Are you serious?
I wasn't even trying.
You were trying.
No, I wasn't. I swear to God.
So
that was me trying to fuck it up.
You can crush the trumpet and the harmonica. You're just fucking... Before, when you were like, you wish you could play the drums, you can play
the
trumpet and the harmonica.
Was I good on the trumpet? I felt like you were just saying that.
You were amazing on the trumpet.
Really?
When you go back and listen to the show, you're going to be like, fuck, I'm actually pretty good.
Guess what time it is? America loved it. It's time to play Make Me Laugh.
Oh,
tonight,
shit.
Rory Scovel. Here's what I really thought. Do you want to do Make Me Laugh and see if you can make someone laugh? Here?
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to do any of your act.
What are the rules?
There are no rules at all. But, it's like, but wait, why is that? What is that?
I love the idea. There's no rules at all. You can do anything.
You can do whatever you want. You can make faces. You can. You can't touch the person, but you can get pretty fucking close.
Okay.
And is there anybody here? If you win, I will give the winner $20. I really will give it to George Carlin, whoever doesn't make the other person laugh. So you'll either get it if you don't laugh, or you'll get it if you make them laugh. And that's why the name of the show, well, I just came up with it. The name of the show,
It's Make Me Laugh with the host, Todd Glass. Tonight, Todd's guest, Rory Scovel. Will, is there anything you want to plug besides that waitress?
Yeah.
Tell him about, turn his mic on for 1 second. Tell him about, his mom was in prison.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Yeah.
And she met a guy, and they can we tell him?
Well, she, if you want.
She met a guy, she helped him lose weight, and he lost 130 pounds.
Wait a second.
Shut the fuck up, as I'm saying it, I'm thinking it.
Well, she beat him to death, and he lost 10 pounds. And then he lost holy 130 after decomposing. Fuck.
Yeah. I don't know how it took such a weird turn. Oh, she beat him to death. Well, no, because he's alive because he got out of prison. I was trying to tie it together with Jake's dad. You know what? I don't think we should make your dad a part of the a bit in the show, right?
That's what I was going to say, Todd. Let's not do that.
No, seriously, to George Carlin. Is it? It's okay. Well, I figured,
you know what,
since
I don't
we
like
had
it.
The, I figured
Todd,
since
you're
we
better
had,
than that.
No, shut up. I am not. Just for editing.
I am not for
editing reasons. I don't want to edit. So I go, no, I'm not. I'm not better than that. No, I think once you have the heart-filled conversation, because I don't like, you know, we talked about this off the air. People go, you know, I love you. I put that under the, you know, I know the serious part of it. You know, like that gave me goosebumps when he said it. So now I think we sort of, like I say, like you earn the right to parody it because you've had a heartfelt moment about it. I wouldn't want to out of the blue one day just start it. But if your dad listened to the whole show, I don't think he'd give a shit either. What do I know? Yeah, he's not that good. You go, you know, the fact is, he sounds like a real nice story. We changed it around when we sold it to Lifetime. But the truth is, the minute he got out of prison, he stole a sandwich.
When we sold it to Lifetime. Wait, are we allowed to talk about why he went to prison? Is that acceptable?
I think we're really putting Jake on the spot
here.
Is it? Do we really want to do that? I don't think it's... Man,
I don't think, yeah, it might
I, like,
be.
I want to... And I think we, you know,
can
I think
just
we should.
Say
I think we should.
And clear the air because I know you don't care if I do. He fucked a dog at the dog park.
Well, Eric's, you know.
No, he's suing the dog. Not even making any sense. The dog, something happened where he got out of prison and the dog went to prison.
He's suing the dog.
They don't have a dog prison. They just put them to sleep, I guess. Yeah. Oh, can't there be an in between? Yeah, why in life? Dogs.
So you're pro dog prison?
Well, I'm in life.
So you think when they put them to sleep, that's like the death penalty?
Well, here's the way I feel, and I think I'm half serious. In life, we understand that even though people, whatever the reason being, I think you can even have a little empathy for the people that go crazy. We say as a civilized society, they might, hey, look, not be able to be amongst the masses, but we don't think they should be dead either. But also, because of the safety of people, in all fairness, that haven't committed crimes, we have a prison. And hopefully, while they're in prison, they're treated decent. It doesn't, you know, prevent crimes if people are tortured. They should be treated, and some people can rehabilitate themselves in prison. And some do. I don't care what the majority do. Some people go into prison, and they rehabilitate themselves. They come out, and they tell amazing stories. Some don't, but some do. And people better themselves, and they look back on it. For dogs, no. Oh, all of a sudden you bite one mailman, and they put you to sleep. The fuck? And dogs are better than people, or at least as good. They're non-judgmental.
You got to make this a bit.
Well, they're great creatures, animals, and there should be some. I don't want to see them go to prison either, but like, I think they're. You know what? I did get a lot of fresh air, but also there's some truth to what I'm saying, and I think there is sometimes animals that. Or in that in between, but they can't be with other dogs, but they go to people that just take those type of dogs. They're aggressive, someone that knows how to handle them.
Mm-hmm.
I always feel bad for that when you watch that animal show where they go and rescue the animals. You know, they'll go in, they'll be like, it's called Animal, it's on the
hoarders.
Animal planet.
Hoarders. No, it's Animal Hoarders.
Animal, well, no, that's, no, when
that
they
is
go
a
in,
gross
like,
one.
When the police call, when the police.
Have you seen that?
It's sad.
Yeah, it's horrible.
It's so sad. When the police are called in, they go, and then they're always like, take a puppy that was in the house with no water. Could have been 3 days, 4 days, whatever. And that, you know that the puppy's on its way, but like, have water to give him right away. Like, I just want the puppy to get something in him. There's probably reasons they shouldn't if they haven't had water for a long time. Gulp it down. But let him have a few sips. And guess what? I noticed they started doing that. I feel better. Sometimes they put him in the cage. They put him in the truck. They don't know their life's getting better. It looks like it's getting worse.
Yeah.
Now they're dry. It's like they have no idea. A person... in the same situation would be a little cognizant to yeah. know help is my way, even though I'm delirious and but the dog is like, oh my God, now I'm getting put in a truck.
Yeah.
So just give him some water and a blanket.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's Todd Glass tonight on the Todd Glass Show.
You know, an easier
Todd Glass Show. Voted number one by the Podcasters Association of America.
Oh, the PA.
What?
His new show begins November 14th. For on TV.
Right. Watch it, 10/9 Central.
Do you like?
Put some reverb in Rory's mic, please.
Phenomena.
Entertain us right now. Oh, we never played "Make Me Laugh."
No, keep going. Keep going.
I gotta stop it. By the way, every time you do this bit, I laugh because I picture the cats really trying. Like, and your cats, like, they really do try. So this song is, the cat likes it because there's not too many words. But like, I just picture this cat. I've listened to you do this on past podcasts, and I re-listen to it. And it's like, I just picture this cat. It makes me laugh. It's like he's wants to do it so bad.
It's putting his whole heart into it.
What's your name? What's your name? Are you saying blowjob? No, seriously, cat, what are you saying? Did you say blowjob? It sounds, again. What? Come on, look me. You're looking me in the eye. Yeah. Are you saying it? Are you saying blowjob? I'm going to go nuts. If you're saying it, just say it. I'm like... Okay. Are you saying blowjob? Are you saying blowjob?
Do it again like you did it before.
Why can I get... you realize that for the bit, I stopped trying... You know, sometimes I stop a bit and want it to make sense? Well, I'm doing it now, but I at least let the bit breathe. Because the argument why I would be having would be... I tried to make sense of it, and I couldn't. Like, I wanted to stop the bit and go, like, where is the situation? Why am I asking this cat if it's saying blowjob? Like, what is the scenario? There isn't any.
Yeah,
it's the first time I couldn't come up with one, but that wasn't going to prevent me from doing the bit. So I go, fuck it. There is no reason. It's never going to happen. I can't make it happen even in a silly way. You know, maybe you're in a recording studio somewhere. Okay, but still.
I just love the idea of this guy who's trying to get this answer out of a cat.
Yeah, and it's annoying after a while.
Yeah, and he's like, come on, are you saying it? Like, he's really treating it like it's a person.
Yes.
Come on, are you really saying blowjob?
I was afraid tonight that I was really afraid you weren't going to be here. I was afraid. Turn his mic on because I want him to admit it. I was petrified.
You were petrified.
I mean, I was. At first, I was afraid.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't hear from you.
Yeah.
And I got a little nervous. Well, then maybe that says it better.
Kept thinking I could never live without you by my side. But
I mean, I spent so many nights thinking how you did wrong. I grew strong and I learned how to get along. But now you're back on the face. I just walked in to find you here with that fat look upon your face. I should have taken that to the top. I should have taken you to leave your feet. I saw that the funny thing is
favorite.
You can
thing.
Turn that off.
We have to.
That was so.
You guys were going
to. By the way, the audience knows. Hold on. Let me get organized. Can you take that? The audience knows what just happened.
But they don't know that people were out there watching us.
Oh, my God. Rory, I can't believe I would have forgotten to talk about that. Hold on. Here's what I want to do. Make a nip, you know, in there. Like clean that up for the listening audience. Hold on, can I have that trash? There's a lot of microphone moving. What's
it's the cover for that?
Oh, okay, no problem. So anyway, so we're up here. I'm so glad you. So we're up here and we're dancing around. And like for the average person, so there's a circle light going with the, what do you call that?
It's like a disco light.
There's
thing.
A bubble machine.
Yeah.
And then also Aristotle's playing on drums, and we are dancing like it's a 1960s. You know what I mean? Like, it's very funky.
Yeah.
So Rory noticed. I didn't notice.
Jordan, I think Jordan saw.
Oh, that's right. I see Jordan point outside. Well, there's people out on La Cienega Boulevard, and at nighttime,
they're watching.
When you look up here, it looks bright. They go, first I thought, it looks like we're having a good time. But then I thought, it looks like, you know, what's
we
going
look
on
crazy.
Up there?
Yeah.
We look crazy.
I actually got a picture of one of the guys taking a picture.
Yeah, no, someone came back to take a picture.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Can I tell you the truth? And I'm not just saying this. At first, when we were doing that, I mean, I was nervous that, like, while we were dancing. Could you tell? Could you look in my eyes and see I was nervous?
Todd, you weren't just nervous. You were petrified.
I felt like I was petrified. I was petrified that while we were dancing that. Well, how do I say it? Well, at first, I don't know how to say it. Oh, there we go.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You understand?
Yeah, I got it.
Oh,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah. I got it.
Anyway, so here's what.
By the way, I could listen to you do the chickens again.
Here's what I want to talk about. Now, why don't you read a few of the names?
Well, here's what I wanted to announce to everybody. When Jordan and I started our campaign, the Fuck Daniel Keno Help Rory and Jordan Get Married campaign. A lot of people donated to our WePay account, and we are so grateful. I think we got a total of like $600, and that pretty much paid for our DJ.
Are you serious?
At the way, it pretty much did. I think
that's awesome.
What was the DJ? It was maybe a little bit more than that.
Hey. But say 800 and it paid for the DJ.
Well,
you'll sound better.
Well, they gave us 600. The DJ was two grand.
Let me ask you a question. Do you like this betting music, or would you rather have, because it's going to be something very, you're actually genuinely thanking people, because people do that. By the way, to George Carlin, I'm being serious, like that's so kind that somebody would actually go somewhere and, like you said, basically pay for something at that wedding. I think that's really cool.
I think it's great.
Yeah. So I think let's still play the right betting music. So would you rather have this as betting music? I'm going to give you choices.
I don't know if I like this one.
Yeah, you're right. Or would you rather have this? Or we could go to this, like we had. Can I make one last suggestion? Okay, or that. Can I make one last suggestion? And I don't know this. Here's the guy who has no idea what's in the area of anything. Oh, don't play it yet. This guy does not know what's in the area. Like you're sort of liking the other stuff. I can see it. Right, we're close. Right.
Yeah.
This guy doesn't fucking get it. Let me make one more suggestion. What about this? You like it? Okay. Which one do you want?
I honestly think the last one.
Oh, the wedding?
No, no, the...
No, we're not doing that one. This one here you like?
Yeah, I'm just going to say...
Go closer to the mic, Aristotle. And I'm calling you Aristotle because you're not getting close to the mic like Aristotle doesn't.
I just want to say a few right off the bat here, that a few thank yous that I want to say. This one goes out to Bradley Briggs, Aaron Urbanski.
And by the way, keep it moving. We don't have all day. After my whole speech. And then I go, keep it moving, motherfucker. Just because they give a nickel doesn't mean we get to spend 20 minutes on them. Although I wish I could.
Yeah.
You send stuff into this show as well.
Well, you know, you don't have to.
You don't have to brag. Now's not the time.
You don't have to take my thunder, Jake.
Oh. Meanwhile, I tell young Jake to do it. I go. Make sure you let everyone know he sends stuff into this show too.
Well, we've got Bradley Briggs, Aaron Urbanski,
Mike
Tucci.
Mike Birbiglia? That's all I know is comics.
Michael Tucci. Daniel E. Edgerton.
Daniel Kino.
Nicholas D. Steele.
You know what? Can you start all over? I said I want to show the respect to them, and then I talk over it.
Yep,
here we go. And I'm being to George Carlin, so start over.
Here we go. Jordan Scoville and Rory Scoville both want to thank Bradley Briggs, Aaron Urbanski.
Put a lot of reverb so these people sound like they're getting thanked at an event somewhere.
And I'll go back
up one. You start over from the beginning.
Yeah, we'll start over from the beginning.
These people are getting thanked at a very big inaugural party.
At a very big inaugural party. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank, I want to thank my wife for being here with me today to support me during this, where I thank other people. That kind of thanking, I want to thank her for supporting me for thanking people, and it's that kind of support that makes me be able to thank people. You guys made a big contribution.
This bit's over the way we just did it, and then we want to return. You just shot. Right? Oh. I didn't like it. Like, all that, and you're like, go up there. Why would you get shot if all you're doing is reading thank yous to a wedding? Who's after you? Anyway, all right, back to the thank yous. Put the reverb in his voice.
A little bit of reverb.
And you like that music?
Yeah.
I have other music. Do you want the Bruce Springsteen?
Give me the Bruce Springsteen.
Okay, Bruce Springsteen. God, you're quick.
I want to say...
So you can tell I was genuinely impressed.
I want to say thank you, Bradley Briggs, Aaron Urbanski, Michael Tucci, Daniel E. Edgerton, Nicholas D. Steele, Eric Christensen, Walter S. Nettles. Hold on. You guys stop clapping?
Do we have any clapping on the board so we can relax? I'm all exhausted from clapping. Sorry. Best looper in the business.
Dave Giumara. Sean Hand, Kip Reed, Andrea Nelson, Ryan K. Lupton, Matt F. Sliger, at Matte F. Sliger, Slid, change your name, Patricia F. Marvel.
Oh. How many are there? Just so
Jackie Hyene. We're almost there. Jackie Hune. I don't know who this one is. No one left a name. Matthew Carbone. Rebecca Frazier. Tonight on Saturday Night Live. Ben Naylor. Someone who didn't leave a name. Gabriel Mariani. Andrew Cardona. And that is it. All those people, those are 27, less than 27 people.
What? I'd like to do a song. I'd like to do a song and dedicate it. Oh, wait, hold on. Yeah, your friend wanted to, Rory, who's your?
I have a few more. Can I go back?
Yes.
Chris M. Jameson. Andrew Hess. Derek Sheen, Gary Fletcher, Dylan Engelken, Samantha Pitchell, Max Turner, Mark D. E. Devries.
Yeah, that's me, Mommy.
John G. Gallegos.
Mommy, he just said my name.
Daniel Stanley.
Wait, never mind that bit.
Justin Taormina. Manuel Becker, Bradford Evans, Matthew Larson, John Scaff, Andrew Todd. Got a couple more. Gotta thank all these people.
It's okay.
Judy Brizendine, Paul Toma, Alan Goodrich, Nick Henriques, I don't know, Dylan Childs, Joshua Parides, John G. Gallegos, Jan Vincent Santos, Matt Ruber, Chad Ryden, Nick Grayson, Tyler Lee. Rebecca Fraser, I already said. Casey Wilson. Now we're on the final ones here. Oh, that's it. That's it.
That's it.
And for everybody who's listening who didn't donate, go fuck yourself. Wait, I have one more. Dinesh McGinty.
I'd like to do something to dedicate to all the people that gave money. I'd like to send this song out to them.
The greatest thing ever.
Jimmy Fallon.
So great. I just don't like chicken.
All those chickens that you used to yell at, you never, for this bit, you never shoot.
No, I can't keep. Roy, whenever I see you, he's looking at Jake. Get that gun ready.
Ah, now they sing real good, don't they?
They're all wearing bulletproof.
Yeah,
they're all wearing.
Down. Down. That one's down. Bass player's down. Are you picturing human bodies with chicken heads?
I don't know what I'm trying to.
Or giant chickens.
I'm trying not to picture anything. That way I can laugh.
I think I'm picturing human bodies with chicken heads.
By the way,
that's fucking hilarious.
On that, to be able to do something, anything. Look, I will tell you this. I give Jimmy Fallon and Jimmy Kimmel a lot of credit. Now, I don't do the Jimmy Fallon show. I did it once, but Jimmy Kimmel I've done a lot. But I know it's a weird thing to ask your honest opinion on. I'll even edit it out if you feel differently.
Yeah.
Because I really don't want you to have a fake stance.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't matter what your favorite is, but I would say both of those guys really took a formula that had been done to death.
Yeah.
And, you know, and figured out a way to freshen it up.
Well, I think they're really creative. I truly think that. I really am excited for Fallon to take the Tonight Show. I think it's going to be super fun.
I mean, they do bits on that show. Hey, look, we all grow, and I'm not going to bring up a specific thing, but you know how some people, sometimes you'll get into a deep conversation about these guys, you know, with your friends, and some people will like one person's interview styles than the other. Somebody will like that. Yeah, I feel that way. There's one I like this better. There's one I like that better. But at the end of the day, like, you know, some of the bits they do on Kimmel, even I was watching over the last few days, I just have been watching it. There's some funny fucking bits.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Different. Like, different. And with Fallon, I mean, fuck, some of the music stuff they do on that show. I mean, I remember sitting home some nights, and I don't flip during commercials. Now, it takes a lot for me not to flip, but they'll be doing something that I want to see.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's so funny that I will sit and wait.
Have you seen...
Maybe it sounds like I'm over-complimenting, but that's not an easy formula to freshen up.
Have you seen...
By the way, real quick, that's how many of those shows fail, because it's like, it's not that fucking easy.
Yeah.
You know?
Have you seen where they're the Doors and they sing Reading Rainbow?
I didn't like that.
I'm just kidding.
After all that.
But so quick. Like you say all that, you finish it. Finish.
Let me tell you something.
Cut me off in the middle before I even finish mine.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you just something. What they do to take that formula and give it your own stamp, It's let me tell you something. It was hard when David Letterman did that 25 years ago. He goes in and takes that, and with no disrespect to Johnny, it was just Johnny was Johnny, and if someone was going to go in there and make it work, they had to rip the shit out of the formulaic styles. Yeah. He did it 20 years ago or 30 years ago.
Yeah.
To do it now 30 years later and then take it and give it its own stamp, your own unique stamp on it, still do some of the traditions like the band and the desk, but rip the fuck out of it and make it from your perspective and give it a new, fresh, taste of comedy. Well, it's just fucking admirable.
Did you see when they did the
I didn't like that. I didn't like it. You know what? It's like it's been done before. Stop it. By the way, everything I said in that mocking way, I decided I did mean it. I did mean it. Lie witness news on Jimmy Kimmel, some of the shit that they do. And I like, what are you going to do? Hasn't had me on the show in a year, but apparently Zoe's working on it. Tweet it. Tweet it. I have to give it at the end. I think it's like 10 to 13 Kimmels. I think it's somewhere in there. And you think, why wouldn't I know it exactly? Because I lost count, but then I think, for a while. But I haven't done it a while. But so I need everyone tweet at Kimmel.
Yeah, start this campaign.
I need you to do it. I know the tweet. I have a camp of people that when I ask them to tweet, they do it. Now, I don't want to turn into Daniel Kino here. But sometimes maybe a lot of people that listen don't tweet.
Well, let me say this.
Because I know what our listening audience is, and sometimes I feel like I should see more tweets. But tweet at Jimmy Kimmel. That's all I tweet. Hey, when's Todd coming back on the show?
Let me say this. Here's some things
you have. Not that it will help if they didn't want me on anyway. Now,
as a listening audience, we want to know what you thought of that bit at the beginning with Jake. Two, we want to know, we want you retweeting and tweeting to get Todd back on Kimmel. And three,
his new show begins on November 14th, Ground Floor on TBS.
That's 10-9 Central, folks. Coming at you 10-9 Central.
This. Did you hear this? Did you ever hear this?
Uh-uh.
You never heard this.
What is it?
We played it on the show about a minute ago, 2 minutes ago. You didn't ever heard it?
I don't know. I don't think so.
No, remember a little while ago we played this?
Oh, when the lady has the chickens out in her yard?
No. A little while ago we were talking about Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon. They did this bit, and I played this song. Just listen to it. Doesn't it sound familiar at all?
I don't know.
Rory, this song doesn't sound familiar at all.
No. Is this the first time you played it? Oh, you played it like last week? I didn't hear last week's podcast.
No, listen to it. How could you not?
I'm listening to it.
Okay, I'm going to play you. Turn it off.
No, they're spoofing Mumford & Sons. How mad does that make some people?
I want you to play back the show, and we've never done that. I want you to play back the show. This is me and you talking over this music about how good the Jimmy Fallon show is. And you're talking and you're agreeing with me. Play it back. Yeah, I mean, they really do some great stuff on the show.
Yeah, you're right. They do, Rory. They do some good stuff on there. You know, this was on Jimmy Fallon. I found this clip. I'm playing it. It's fun and it's chickens.
I do remember. Well,
I just made a horrible sound. That was supposedly me.
That was you.
You took
that was
right
you
over.
In the playback.
By the way, obviously I was playing myself. You plow right in. And I know the way you're taking the bit. I go, well, I won't be playing myself now because Rory is now. You, if like you were in line, you would have taken your arm and pushed me. And you went, no, I'll be playing you, Todd. And you'll be a buffoon. But seriously, did you ever? I don't want you. I'm glad we have a safe word. Back to seriousness. Do you remember when we just played it the second time? Or I shouldn't even say the second time. Play it again.
Can I ask you something? Play it.
Did you? You don't remember playing this?
I don't recall it.
No, now are you actually being serious? Hold on.
I don't recall it.
Can you turn Young Jake's mic on? Young Jake, did you hear this?
Which song?
Do you remember we played this?
I don't think so. No.
You don't remember us playing
this? Thank you, because I have a pretty good.
I'm losing
memory.
My mind.
I think you asked for it, but I don't think we ever played
it. All right, turn it off. Will,
can I say something?
Did you remember this song? Play it from the beginning. Play it from the beginning. Does this song sound familiar to you? Does that sound familiar?
I've heard it.
What do you mean you've heard it? Guys, I'm seriously, you're starting to scare me. Play it from the beginning again. Okay. Now that I just played it, did you just hear it then?
Here's what I want to say.
Okay, does it, Not before. Now does this sound familiar? Play it again.
Bruce Springsteen? Is this when we did the Bruce Springsteen joke?
No, I just... Now I'm talking 3 seconds. Play it again from the beginning. Let it breathe.
Oh! When you did the harmonica. When you did the harmonica.
Will. Nobody.
This is...
Okay, let me play it for the first time. I have a great song. I'd like to play it for you. On Jimmy Fallon last night, they did Chickens, if they were singing what song?
Lumineers.
Lumineers. And it's just great. Can I play it for you?
What? Play what?
On Jimmy Fallon last night.
Yeah, he's great. He's taking the Tonight Show.
Okay, there you go. So yeah. On his show last night.
Oh, he has a show.
Jimmy Fallon.
It's the Jimmy Fallon Project or something?
Yes.
It's called the JFP?
Whatever you want to call it.
All right. Well, I don't know. Okay, I'm listening to your story.
On the show that you just mentioned.
What show? I don't even know what I mentioned. Jimmy Fallon. Jimmy Fallon. He's a comic. Yes.
Okay, on his show.
He has a show. We've established that.
They did.
Who is they?
Oh, come on. Are you serious? On the Jimmy Fallon show.
Who?
Jimmy Fallon. He has a talk show.
Right, yes.
There's nowhere you're going to get with this person. Now let me play this song from the Jimmy Fallon show.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Okay, did you like it?
Breaking Bad.
What?
Is it Breaking Bad?
No, that's Chicken singing on the Jimmy Fallon show. Play it again.
Hold on, stop.
Okay.
Play it one more time. One more time.
Why doesn't... Oh, my God, the cat wants to sing along. Oh my God. Why am I getting so much enjoyment out of that? What is wrong with me? I was really liking that. That's what I'm going to change the name of the show now. I hope everyone else is enjoying this. That's a good name for a show. Well, we have to go in for the close. I'm not even ready, but you have to leave
them wanting more.
I know. Sandra Van Garden.
She's here. Is she here?
Should we take her call?
Is that her?
Hello?
Hello?
Sandra Van Garden, is that you?
Hello?
Hold on, let's call. She doesn't hear me, right? Sandra Van Garden says hi, but she won't talk to me, right? So turn on Young Jake's mic here. Say the Todd Glass Show, ask questions about... Oh, that's right, you ask questions about me until
hello?
Oh, welcome to calling the Todd Glass Show.
Oh, hello. Hey.
Hey, how are you?
Good, is this Jake?
Sure is. How are you?
Oh, hello, Jake.
Hey. Who's on the phone?
Hello?
Well,
what type of show is this? Where I go, who's on the phone? What's it? Who's running this operation?
Who's on the phone?
In the middle of a show.
Hello?
Obviously, I would know what's going on.
What's going on?
Oh, we have hello? Sandra Van Garden.
Oh, hello.
Why are people calling in the show?
Hello?
Yeah, hello, this is Todd.
Hello?
Hi, this is Todd. You're
hello?
You. All right, you hear me.
Hello?
Sandra.
Hello?
Sandra.
Hey, Sandra, what can we do
Jake, hello.
For you?
How are you?
All right, if you
hello?
Hear him. If you hear him, you hear me.
Hello?
If you hear him, you hear me.
Hello?
If you hear him, you hear me.
Sandra, why is it that you called?
Oh, I just wanted to know how Todd is today.
He's actually right here if you want to try to... Todd, how are you doing?
She won't talk to me.
Hello?
You don't even hear
me? Yeah, go...
Oh, I don't know. You don't have to talk to me. Can
hello?
You
like
there's no way you can. My sound waves don't travel through your ears.
Hello?
Well, ask her. Tell her how I'm doing.
Hello?
The phone system's broken. We can't hang up.
Todd, maybe tell me how you're doing, and then I can.
Oh, Jake, there you are.
Oh, God.
Hello?
Makes me sick.
Hello?
I'm done dealing with this.
Hello?
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 Yes, Sandra.
Jake, hello.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, good to hear your voice. I thought I lost you.
No, we're here. Go ahead and talk to Todd.
I wanted to know, as a caller, what frustrates Todd? Is there anything that ever gets to him? I'm always curious when I listen to the show. I love it, and I feel like he's such a good person. But I always wonder, well, what gets to him?
I just know that he loves to be heard.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you know, he has a voice.
Why am I
hello?
Not answering you?
Hello.
That's a good question.
Hello.
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 I don't know. Are you playing game? Hello. Oh, no, you know what? I'm fine. Everybody sit back.
Hello?
I'm good. Watch this. Hello. I mean sit back in the bit, not like in real life. Yeah, go ahead. No, go ahead. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. I'm here. Hello. I guess you're not going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere.
Hello.
I'm done. I'm going to put this to rest tonight. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Sandra. How you doing? It's Todd, and I'm nice, and I like you, and I like that you like the show. And
hello?
No. Don't anyone talk to her, because it
hello?
Satisfies her. Don't. Jake.
Sandra.
Jake, don't talk to her.
Jake, I thought I lost
Jake,
you for
Jake,
a second.
Jake, no,
we're all still here, Sandra.
Oh, Jake, there
still...
you are.
Jake, to George
hello?
Carlin, don't, because then if you don't talk to her, she'll have to talk to me eventually.
Hello? Oh, Jake.
No one's going to talk to you anymore. We're done.
Hello?
No.
Hello?
It's just me and you, Sandra. I'm not going to bite your head off. I'm a nice person. You call in the show.
Hello?
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 No one's talking. You understand, usually people that work here, you know, the other people on the
Hello?
Show. No, don't start crying.
Honey, who are you talking to in there?
Hello?
Oh, it's the Todd Glass Show. I called to make a donation of $5,000, but I can't seem to get Jake.
Jake, talk to her.
No, we're, hey, we're
oh,
here.
Jake,
we're
hello.
Here.
I thought I'd lost you.
I just know Todd was trying to talk to you. Yeah, well, we're into the donation thing. We do that here.
What donations? What?
I overheard you talking to your husband.
All right, I think she's fooled us. I think she finally got the last laugh. Guess what? We do have to say goodnight. How do we say goodnight? What do we do? Where do we do? Do we ask you to sing a song as the cat?
Like we do a song. No, we did the cat. That's we sing a.
You're right. We do a song together.
I think we do a song together.
God, the hi ho song.
No, we got better.
We got we got better things to do.
We got better.
You want to call someone on the phone? As we can. We got to do the close.
When's the last time you talked to Jerry Seinfeld? He's big in the biz. You guys know each other.
Hello, Jerry Seinfeld. I was on hold. Rory, I love your new show. Seriously, what's the name of it again? I love it so much, I can't remember.
I love Jerry Seinfeld's voice.
This is Jerry Seinfeld. It's Jerry Seinfeld. I was on Friends. I mean, the Jerry Seinfeld show.
I literally fucked up.
I was on Friends. I mean, the Jerry Seinfeld show.
Yeah, it's Jerry Seinfeld. Suck it to me, motherfucker.
Lynn got off the elevator, and I told the story, but I'm going to tell you again. You know what we should do? Here's how we ride into the sunset. Maybe we play. we're going to go. Maybe we do.
I know how we
good.
Go.
We'll do it again this week.
I know how we go.
Well, what's this?
I think we say our goodbyes. So
what's this? You like this song?
Well, it's a rock, a rock, a rockabilly boogie.
Next week, we're going to play it in full. You think so?
I mean, that's how you leave. That's the end of the ceremony.
Is it a new life for you?
Yeah. I want to say thank you.
Who do you want to say thank you to?
Well, he already left.
Oh, Mike.
I want to say thanks to
I already left. Will? Is there anything you'd like to say when we go to close? What would, God forbid, something, and I don't want to make those type of, bits, but God forbid.
If something happened, what could be the last recorded thing?
Thank you. I didn't want to say it. It sounds so morbid. But what would you hope you said? Anything to the world or any words of wisdom? How to get along with your mom? How to get along with your girlfriend and respect? Any words of wisdom that you would hope maybe someone would take And they'd go, you know what? I learned that from Will. And if there's nothing, here's what I want you to do. No pressure. You'll think about it, and you'll come back next week. So there's no pressure.
I'll be back next week. But I wanted to say that, you know, back in the show when we were talking about prisons and then dogs, and let's put the homeless dogs in prisons and let them take care of the dogs.
Thank you so much.
Right, and then we don't have to put them down.
So let the dogs
what
be.
What if what we're finding out is Will is the third judge on American Idol? Never says anything about the singing. He always does these kind of speeches when it goes to him.
Oh, well, hold on. We all talked about it. Hold on. Do what you just did, but hold on. Somebody just sang for us.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, so,
you know what? I didn't like it. Actually, I didn't like his voice.
I think, you know, I got to disagree with Rory a little. I think you gave effort, but it wasn't
well,
what we thought it would be.
Tiebreaker. Will, we'll call it.
Will,
you're
what do
the tiebreaker.
Do either one of you have dogs? Or?
Well, my sister has a dog.
Well, so. The ones that get adopted are so lucky, I feel like. And the ones that don't, you know, they get put down, they get killed.
Oh, and this sounds like a...
And this prison
this
system
has nothing to do
is
with
just overloaded. And, you know, frankly, a lot of them could be doing good things with their lives. And if they just put the dogs in with the prisoners...
All right.
So is it
well,
a no
you
or
are
yes?
going to Hollywood. Anytime he gives a hopeful speech.
Yeah.
But if he gives one that has no, there's no resolution, right. We know that he's saying he doesn't like it. He doesn't have the courage to just axe somebody right away.
Well, everybody, Jake, the reason when I hit you, I said I was sorry, and then you got confused because I brushed you to play the music, but then it felt like disrespectful. You know what I mean? Like you go like that to someone, but then it's like when somebody calls a waitress over, there's a disrespect. You know what it is?
Yeah.
The person that does that gets the waitress like that at a diner, like, you know, she's all the way at the other end, and he's... It's the lazy way. Sometimes you do want to do it that way.
You want to do it, but
I'm just
you
kidding.
You wait till they're in your vicinity.
Exactly. Well, yeah,
you have to get their attention. That's understood. But at a certain distance, you look like a dick.
Right. Exactly.
There's a radius.
You always want to... Yeah, it would be a lot easier sometimes to go, hello, over here, I need... No, but you... There's a respect, and also for the customers around you.
You do like a little... You keep it very subtle. You try to make eye contact. That always works.
Mm-hmm.
Eye contact.
It's what I always say.
So here's what I want to close on. I want to say, folks, more eye contact. Don't be afraid to look at each other.
What's your favorite place you've ever visited? Honestly. Favorite place you ever visited?
I'm thinking.
Hold on, I got something you guys will like. I got something you guys will like. Play this. I'll play this. What do you think? Yeah, you like it?
I think it's good.
This is so funny.
Well, they're
funny.
Chickens. It's a spoof.
Let's all parody.
It's a Mumford and Sons spoof. Avett Brothers.
Oh, listen to it. It's a chicken.
It's the Avett Brothers.
Wow. I don't feel it.
I don't either.
I was going to close the show like that.
Nah.
I thought, well, here's what I thought would happen. No one's heard it, but this time when I play it, we love it. We go into like, that's the funniest thing. But why didn't we hear it the other time? But no. No.
Well, I haven't heard that yet.
Okay, maybe we'll play this to go to close. We are going to close.
All right. I think, you know what? Why don't we all say a nice thing we intend to do tomorrow?
Okay.
I'm going to pick up 10 pieces of trash tomorrow.
You George Carlin?
To George Carlin, I'm going to pick up 10 pieces of trash. Not big. Nothing I can't handle.
Jordan,
probably
what
just straws.
What are you going to do tomorrow? By the way, you know what I was thinking about? Oh, go ahead, Jordan. What are you going to do tomorrow?
I'm going to make eye contact with people and smile at them.
Still, the trash one kind of contributes a little more.
I was just going to go to George Carlin. This is like, you know, this is the new version of name one good thing that happened today. It's like, what are you going to do good tomorrow? That's perfect, Jordan. Just like, you'll be a little more aware of it. And you know what? I believe you will be. Because you're probably already very friendly. But you go, no, I can try a little harder. So I like this. Tomorrow... Will, what are you going to do tomorrow? And to George Carlin, something you could do that would be good tomorrow. Could be simple.
I'd say cut that nap down to 45 minutes.
This is to George Carlin. So
yeah, that means the truth.
I'm going to start waving more to strangers. give him a nice little hand wave.
A little nod.
There you go.
Yeah.
Young Jake?
Yeah.
Tomorrow, when I go to Starbucks, I'm going to buy a coffee for the person behind me in line.
Yes. Oh. That's a great one.
Now, if you do that, please, please record.
Instagram it.
Just record it and talk so you'll remember to tell us next week. Because that's something I always say I want to do, something like that. It's a stupid little thing. Not stupid. I don't mean that. It's a little thing, but I love it. You turn around and you go, because you know what? Sometimes it sounds good to do it on the show, right?
Yeah.
And then you go to apply it in life sometimes and you don't want someone like, oh, so.
Todd, by the way, can I borrow like $8?
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
What if you did it in line? You go, and I want to buy the coffee of the person behind me. And they go, oh, that's really nice. And she goes, oh, thanks. And you turn and go, oh, I thought you were my sister. Never mind.
Nobody go, I want to buy their coffee. They go, I get a Danish, too. Is that included? That would be
all right, Danish included. They're just beat up. Yeah. Yes, granola and the banana. Yo, you want the CD?
Well, here's what I'm going to do, because this bit is based on some truth.
All right, I'll get the Maroon 5 greatest hits. Fine.
This bit is based on a little bit of truth. Well, we're going in out of joking, but I think there's truth. There is some soul to what we're doing right now. I hope there is, because here's what I'm going to try to do. Or you can make all the jokes you want.
And I will.
I wouldn't want it any other way, and that's to George Carlin. Don't get me wrong. You're exactly what. Well, I want to have a little soul, but too much soul, it's annoying. So yeah, you interrupt with your little Schmitz and Schmiggles.
That's the name of my next CD, Schmitz and Schmiggles.
Schmitz and Schmiggles by Rory Scovel.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to lie to George Carlin. There's two girls at my gym that always, a lot of times, work together, and I wanted to do that thing where you give them a Starbucks card, and you just write like. You can write something nice on a piece of paper and go, you know what, you're always out of way. I never know what to do. And I just thought, have a next few cups of coffee on me, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, when I think about doing it at not Starbucks, but the coffee bean, because that's next to my gym, I always think, then are they going to feel like every day they have to be super nice to me, like, because I did that? Like, because I'll tell you why. The relationship I have with them now, I'm being totally serious, actually. 75% of the time, so friendly, so nice. At worst, you can tell maybe they got a lot on their mind. They take my card. And so it's a real, like when they're just over pretty positive all the time. And the 25% that they're not, they still do their job.
Do you think they're going to think you're hitting on them?
No, yeah, they could. That's absolutely very true. But what I mean is, and I got a little sidetracked. So now it's this comfortability, you know, but I decided, fuck that. It's fine. They're still going to go right back to the way we used to be, you know? They're not going to feel like for a stupid cup of coffee they got to now be friendly. When they're in their own mindset, they'll be there. So I'm tomorrow going to buy them a $25 gift card for both of them.
$50?
No, $25.
Yeah.
I said $25. For both of them. Well, yeah, you're right. I can't give them both one card.
$10 each.
$15 each.
That's too much.
Well, then three cups of coffee. It doesn't matter what. That's not the point.
It is the point.
Do you think I'm spending too little?
I think you're spending too much. $10 each. All I'm doing is picking up trash. That's free.
Aristotle, what are you going to do tomorrow?
The environment, just so we remember that.
You know what I'd like you to do, and I'm not even joking around.
I'll do it.
If you really wanted to make me happy, you'd learn that song.
Hey, hi, hello, this is the Chad guy. Hey, hi, hello, thanks for stopping by. I like you, and I hope you like I. Hey, hi, hello, hey, hi,
hey,
goodbye.
Hi, goodbye.
Thank you. You did. They did. What you needed to do tomorrow, you did for me right now.
What if it ended with Jake going, well, I'm going to turn my dad in. He actually did do another crime.
from the beautiful story here to then Jake goes.
Yeah, the bookend of it is he's so glad his dad's out, but then he's like, my dad actually committed another crime.
Oh, yeah. Like all of a sudden he goes. What are you going to do tomorrow? Something good.
I'm actually going to turn my dad in.
What? What?
He murdered a man. I saw him.
Well, that's
gonna,
a good.
I wasn't going to tell anyone.
No, no. Can I say something?
For the greater good of society, I have to.
Good for you. Good for you. You should turn. You know, can I make you a little suggestion? Call tonight, because God forbid something happens in the middle of the night.
What?
Yeah.
I'm just going to slit his throat.
Is there any ways you can?
Tell Aristotle. At first, he's so meek, and now he's doing a bit. I'm going to slit his throat.
Is there any way?
Can I interrupt for a second? Because we could get in trouble and sued. I recommend that you report. You don't take the law into your own hands, because when we take the law into our own hands, what happens is we all think sometimes it's good. until someone gets shot that shouldn't be shot, their neck slit that shouldn't be slit. You need to turn your father over to the authorities tomorrow. Yeah. You do not need to take the law into your own hands. We should not decide somebody else's punishment
in civilized
society.
Let me ask you this, Aristotle. Is there any way you can tie Starbucks into this?
We can eat at Starbucks and set up a raid where they all just like crash.
Thank you. Here's the way. Let's not forget Starbucks does breakfast sandwiches, guys. Let's not forget that.
Maybe they could send us some stuff. Why would this be the worst piece of the show to send them to try to get free stuff? Yeah. We talk about
raid at the Starbucks.
Yeah. I'll tell you how I want to end the show, and I'm not joking around. And we got to sell it. This is the last thing we're going to do. We're going to ride into the sunset.
This is it.
But I need you to commit.
All right.
I really do.
All right.
Okay, hold on. Let's go quiet. And we are going to end the show. May I have some reverb in my mic? I want to thank everybody for coming by, and we're going to end on a silly note because, you know, just pure silliness. And it's the best way to close out the show. I want to thank you, Aristotle. You're good and great and wonderful as usual. Jordan, always fun to have you here, right?
Yeah.
Well, you didn't have fun, Jordan?
Yeah.
No, seriously, you didn't have a good time?
Yeah. All
right. You did have fun. You're joking.
You got me.
Oh, I'm so happy. I knew you were having fun. And Rory, you had a... Rory, thank you.
Yeah. Jordan, get off the mic. Yes, I had a great time.
Oh, my God. She's humping the microphone.
Well, it's gross. I had a great time.
Will, thank you. I have reverb in my voice because I'm special. And that's what special people get.
Yeah.
Jake, thank you. Thank you for getting here and showing up with a smile all the time and eager to do things for the show and excited. It's great. How's your podcast? Let's give it a plug.
It's called Coming Up Standing.
Coming Up Standing. Rory, you should do the show if he emails you.
Well, we'll see.
Let's do something we've never done before, but let's really, really get, like, I don't even. Let's go out to this.
Hey, hi, hello, I'm the chat guy. Hey, hi, hello, thanks for stopping by. I like you and I hope you like I. Hey, hi, hello, hey, hi, goodbye.
Let's see just Rory and you, see how close you can get.
Hey, hi, hello, this is the chat guy. Hey, hi, hello, thanks for stopping by. I like you and I hope you like I. Hey, hi, hello, hey, hi, goodbye.
Now let's add Jake in there. Here we go.
Hey, hi, hello, this is the chat guy. Hey, hi, hello, thanks for stopping by. I like you and I hope you like I. Hey, hi, hello, hey, hi, goodbye.
Now let's add Jordan in. Here we go.
Hey, hi, hello, this is the chat guy. Hey, hi, hello, thanks for stopping by. I like you and I hope you like I. Hey, hi, hello, hey, hi, goodbye.
Okay, Will, come to the mic.
Hey, hi, hello, this is the chat guy. Hey, hi, hello, thanks for stopping by. I like you and I hope you like I. Hey, hi, hello, hey, hi, goodbye.
Just Will.
Hey, hi, hello, this is the chat guy. Hey, hi, hello, thanks for stopping by. I like you and I hope you like I. Hey, hi, hello, hey, hi, goodbye.
Goodbye.
There we go. Now we just go. Oh, goodbye.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.